and warm ups in the second inning, he told it, I believe it was his hamstring.
This is the playoffs, right?
Yeah, playoff baseball. And that they were already, we were behind 2-0 in the series. And I was, they had me go down in the bullpen, you know, because we didn't know how he was going to come back or not. And so I just came out right away and just, you know, I didn't really think too much of it. I just, you know, knew I had a job to do for my team, so I just went out there and tried to produce the best I could.
You guys went extras, right? Did you go extras in that game?
We didn't go extras that game, but it ended up being a close game, yeah.
This experience this summer, you weren't originally here. I mean, you were with another team at Santa Rosa, and it was fortuitous, I think, for both you and for the Colt 45s. They needed you, and you needed the innings, and I'm guessing that was a good decision for you.
Yeah, definitely a good decision. Since I've been up here, I mean, great experience. You know, it's a good environment in baseball. Experience of a lifetime, I would say. You know, the guys are great on the team. Got a lot of respect for Rick Pizzetti, you know, the guy, the man responsible for everything. The coaching staff, you know, being super supportive. And like I said, a great group of guys behind me.
Now, you might be a little older than a couple of those guys, and more mature, maybe a wily veteran, I don't know, but the end result at the end of the deal is the same. You want to have a team experience, great memories. They're not all baseball. You've had a chance to explore some, you know, you guys are going on a cabin trip as you head over to Humboldt.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a good bonding experience, you know, with the team. Since we, you know, the series in Humboldt against the Crabs got canceled, we're going to be going over and camping as a team, and looking forward to it.
Let's talk baseball. This after this season, you know, obviously. This summer leads to something for all of you guys. You guys are all here working for something to happen next year, which is going to be collegiately and hopefully down the road after that. How do you stay in this moment?
You know, try not to. I mean, staying in the moment is pretty much what you do when you're out here performing. But I mean, I would say just, you know, keep throwing, just developing that confidence, you know, the mental side of the game is, in my opinion, the biggest part of the game. Building that confidence, you know, going into next season is the biggest thing for me.
And I haven't talked to you about this. I know we've talked to you, pitched against some of your college teammates. You've actually pitched against some guys that went to your same high school, right? You must have an incredible high school program.
Yeah, that was definitely fun. I think that was our last series against the Santa Rosa A's. A couple of those guys I played with the Santa Rosa. So, you know, it was good to see them. But, you know, I didn't think much of it, you know, when I'm pitching against them. So I got performance pitchers. So.
All right, well, good luck to you. Thanks so much, Jake. It's been fun watching you pitch.
Can I add one more thing? I would like to wish Jeff Cross a happy birthday. Today's birthday, so I thought I'd add that in there.
Well done. We gave you a shout-out during the interview, so now we know it's Cross's birthday. Now maybe a little something you guys might imagine, I'm sure. All right, I'll look for the on the cross before the next game. All right, thanks, Jacob Marquez. Hey, we'll be back with the lineups and the start of tonight's game. Stick with us. This is Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Julian, Jacob Marquez, our guest tonight. On the pregame show, we appreciate Jacob taking time to speak with us. We're getting the starting lineups, which, of course, you can hear blaring through in the background. We'll give those to you here in just a moment. The Colt 45s and the Reading Ringtails getting set to get started. But first, we will have the national anthem. Let's find out who's going to be singing the anthem for us here tonight at Tiger Field. Beautiful rendition of their national anthem for tonight's game here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45s out on the field right now. Their starting lineup for tonight is Tanner Tweet over at first base. At second base, Ty Brogdon just joined the team yesterday. At shortstop, Brendan Roop, Julian Kadam over at third. Your outfield left to right, Eamon Velarde getting the start in left field tonight. Tyler Thompson is in center. And in right field, Andy Bayena, the catcher behind the plate, Nick Horsley, and on the hill, making his second start of the season, Zach Billingsley, and he earned this one, a 27 and two-thirds innings. He has a 1-0 record and a 4.22 ERA. He'll be going up against a Reading Ringtails team with Ethan Flaherty, the left fielder, leading off. Jordan Taylor, the center fielder, hits second. Chuck Matthew, the right fielder, bats third. John Downey is the cleanup hitter. He's at first base. Nick Brown, the catcher tonight, bats fifth. David Miller, the designated hitter, hits sixth. Austin Alvarez, the third baseman, in the seventh spot. Diego Castaneda, the shortstop, hits eighth. And Matt Corkery is at second base tonight on the mound, making his third appearance against the Colt 45s. Excuse me, his fourth appearance and third start against the Colt 45s is Nick Sanderson. He, in those games, is 0-1 with a 4.50 earned run average. Our umpires for tonight's game, Nan Rodriguez is behind the plate, and Zach Snell is on the bases. Here at Tiger Field, the dimensions down the left field line, 320. Down the right field line into the sun field here in the early innings is 310. Center field, it's 406. And your power alleys, 358 to left center and 370 to right center. Tonight's game brought to you by the Shasta Economic Development Corporation, the EDC, helping a modern community, helping to build a modern community for the Shasta region. All right, so let's get it started. Zach Billingsley has completed his warm-up tosses, and Ethan Flaherty is ready to stand in for the Ringtails, wearing their maroon tops and gray visitors' bottoms with their maroon hats. Colt 45s have gold on white, gold jerseys, white pants, and the white cap with the black bill. First pitch is a strike from Zach Billingsley. Zach out of Chico and PV High School, the left-hander, stands in at 5'8", 170 pounds. This is his second start, as I mentioned. That pitch fouled off right side. His last start was on May 30th, and he got the win, his only win of the year in that game, over Sacramento, over Who was that win against? That was back on May 30th. Let's pull that one up in the archives. Yep, it was against NBO Sacramento, and a 10-3 win. He went five good innings, six hits, just two earned runs, three walks, and six strikeouts. He's been pitching out of the bullpen exclusively since then. Floats a breaking ball high. He'll throw a lot of breaking balls, and will throw not a super hard fastball, but a changeup and fastball that, if they're both working with the big curve, he's been an effective pitcher for the Colt 45s. 18 strikeouts in 27 and two-thirds innings. Bounces that one up there to Nick Horsley. You know, a couple of notes on the Colt 45s. We have word that Peyton Edwards has made a decision on where he's going to go to college. He will be attending Cal State Monterey Bay next season, so we wish him well in that regard. Hope his knee will get healthy and he can play more this summer. This one bounced to second, fielded there by the Colt 45's new second baseman, Ty Brogdon. He throws it over to first, and Tweet plays it on the bounce for out number one. Brogdon at second behind Zach. They were at rival schools. Brogdon played at Chico High School. His pitcher tonight, Zach Billingsley, the long sandy brown hair, pitched at PV High School. Zach wears the old school high socks, so he has the black stockings almost up to the knee. Jordan Taylor now comes to the plate. He's a left-hander, so they're giving him I completely looked down, and I thought he had Flaherty, and he didn't. My goodness. Well, Flaherty's on first. There you have it. Your play-by-play guy has already blown the very first call of the game. And they gave him a hit. I guess he beat it out. So there he is at first. Has good speed. Jordan Taylor, left-handed batter, has a goatee, looks like, black batting gloves. Taylor, one of many players with the Simpson University ties, swings and lines it into right field, base hit. They'll have to hold Taylor at second base, but that one was a no-doubt hit. Chuck Matthew now to the plate. Matthew, the right fielder. Matthew has hit well in this series against the Colt 45s this year. He's played in four of the five games, and of guys that have played that much, he's their leading hitter against the Colt 45s, hitting .357, 5-for-14 against Reading pitching this year. Two runs batted in. Right-handed batter stands in deep in the batter's box, slightly open stance. First pitch misses a ball. We mentioned Zach's just his second start, but he has appeared now in 10 games for the Colt 45s. That one a little bit low. Nice crowd for Friday night at the ballpark. Hope you're enjoying your summer wherever you are. Billingsley's changeup away. Quickly falls behind 3-0 on Matthew. Downey, another left-handed hitter, but they're two lefties at the top of the order, both got on. One on an infield hit that caught me by surprise, and Jordan Flaherty on a sharp single to right. That one's over for a called strike, 3-1. Three ball, one strike pitch coming. Billingsley looks at second. Not a big lead over there. Swung on, popped right side, out of play. No clouds in the sky tonight. We do understand this is going to be the hot day. Fingers crossed that we get some more good luck. And this is the hottest day for a while. But, you know, hey, we don't get that. We haven't had too many 100-degree days yet this year. So if you're in Reading, you probably felt that. But now at the ballpark tonight, it's just shorts and shirt sleeve weather. And a good night at the parks. Count now a payoff pitch, 3-2. That was a changeup. He fouled it back. Again, out of play. You can see the moon rising. Looking out southwest from the stadium, our view, where I'm facing straight out at the Lassen Peaks, peeking up over the tree line there. Our press box on the third base side here at Tiger Field, just to give you a bit of a bearing there. Here comes another payoff pitch. 3-2. Big curve swung on. He fouls that one away. So he's thrown him pretty much everything in the arsenal. Now let's see what he can come up with here. Tonight in the pavilion, the Colt 45s welcome ArcSign Engineering, celebrating their 41st year in Reading. ArcSign Engineering offering engineering and consulting services from design through startup. More on that in a moment. Billingsley looks in for the sign. Sun's still streaking across the field. There are shadows beginning to creep up long across the third base line and left field. Billingsley is in one of those little pockets where there's a little shadow on him and a little bit of sun. So could be a little tough for the hitter. Here comes that 3-2. Swung on, fouls that one off. So Zach's just going to keep working him. Back to ArcSign. ArcSign Engineering offers those services, including in-house mechanical and electrical engineering, photovoltaic and lighting design and control system engineering. They're available to manage projects from design concept through completion. So welcome to ArcSign out in the third base pavilion tonight. Now we have a payoff pitch. Here it comes. Again, he's fouled off a handful of them already. Fastball, I could probably check the play-by-play. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 foul balls now. He went 3-0 on Matthew to start, then got a strike, and Matthew's fouled off the next 5 pitches. Billingsley, let's see who gives in. Horsley gives him the sign. Behind the plate, holds the glove down. Keep it low is what he's telling him. Breaking ball, swung on. He goes the other way with it. It lands in front of Andy Bayena for a hit. Bayena throws and hits the cutoff man, Tweet, so the runners hold at their bases. They're now loaded. Matthew at first, Taylor at second, Flaherty at third base, and nobody out. John Downey now comes to the plate. Downey's played in every game in this series. He's 4-for-19 against the Colt 45s with a double and a run batted in. He has whiffed 9 times in 19 at-bats. Zach could use one of those here. Julian Kadama comes over and has a word for Zach. Billingsley going to work from the windup. They're playing at double play depth. They'll trade it out for a run, although on the corners, actually, let's see. The middle infielders are at double play depth. Tweet and Kadama are near the grass on the corners. So they'll come home on a sharply hit ball at them. Up the middle, they'll try to turn two. Breaking ball to the left-handed hitting Downey. Called a ball. Chad Johnson, their third base coach. Ryan Cicero over in the first base box for the Ringtails. They're managed by Paul Barrington, long time a coach at Simpson University. His son not playing in this series. Didn't play last night, not here tonight. My understanding is they just had a baby. So congratulations, more important things. There's a good-looking fastball over on a 2-0 count. So Billingsley battling back. It is, I'm sure, still a little sweaty out there. He's using the rosin bag kept behind the pitcher's mound. Oh, well, we have some kids that are handing out T-shirts tonight. They're dressed as bandits. Being fans. There they are. I see them. Looks like somebody's giving out T-shirts tonight. That's pretty neat. That is pretty neat. Here comes a 2-2 pitch coming. Billingsley working from the wind. Having a hard time getting a grip. Now he's back on the stretch. At the stretch. The 2-2 coming. Zach's leg kick is there, swung on. Bounce to first, Tweet. It eats him up off his chest. He's going to have to get one out at first, and that's all he's going to get. Oh, my, thank you. Who are you guys giving these out for? Who are you guys? The Surf Ninjas. That's right, it's Surf Ninja Night. Surf Ninja Night at the ballpark. Yeah, our friends over there at Surf Ninja, they over at the local our print shop. That's what it is. How could I forget that Boundary Waters Screen Printing, Boundary Waters Screen Printing. I got my Surf Ninja t-shirt. I can't tell you how excited I am to put that one on. Thank you so much. Can't believe they brought me a t-shirt. And during that time, we got an out. A run did score. It's 1-0. Sorry, I kind of forgot about the baseball there for a minute, people. Over to third goes Taylor. Matthew is now at second. Brown. Nick Brown showing bunt with just one out. So play goes down. Downey on a three unassisted. It just took a big nasty hop on Tweet. He took it in the chest, gathered it up. By then, his only play, he was thinking about coming home, but by then his only play was to tag out, actually, the runner at first. So at third is Taylor, second Matthew, one out, 1-0. Nick Brown at the plate. Brown catching tonight, takes that one inside, 2-0. Previously, Brown was 1-for-1 and also hit by a pitch in the only game he played in this series. He's out of Lassen College, one of several guys. Zach looking in. 2-0 pitch. That breaking ball misses away. 3-0. Infield still up the middle playing at normal depth. They'll give up a run here for an out. And last night that did not pay off for them, but who would figure they would be shut out? And I don't believe they, I can tell you from talking to a couple of the players, that's not what they want to have happen tonight. They were, as a team, not very happy with that, their offensive performance last night. Brown swings at that one, 2-2. Nick Brown wears a sleeve on his right arm, wearing two black gloves. One of them, neither of them, it appears, are actually strapped. Maybe the left-handed one is not strapped clothes. 2-2 the pitch. Breaking ball, check swing. He went. Yes, he did. Strike three. First strikeout came at a good time for Billingsley. Two down now, and David Miller, the DH. David Miller caught last night, one of just three players who've appeared in every game in the series this year. He's 4-for-16 in those games with a double, a couple of runs batted in, four strikeouts, and has drawn a couple of walks. Right-handed batter awaits the pitch from Billingsley. The sun to our behind us on third base side creeped behind a cloud back there. I didn't even know there were any little clouds, but all of a sudden there's no sun on the field. Lights will be coming on fairly soon anyway. It's not pitch dark or anything, as you know. Ball and no strikes account. Billingsley been falling behind. There's the breaking ball, and it just curved around the plate, 2-0. Zach strikes the balls, not what he wants here in the first. The one ball was hit really hard. The other two, I would just say, kind of like ground balls, not exactly. Taylor's was in the hole right side. Swung on, bounce right side, foul. Miller, another Simpson product. As we mentioned, we could just talk Simpson all night with their team. And, of course, Simpson plays their home games right on this field. They did last year. My understanding is they will be back here playing their home games here again. But I mentioned earlier, well, I'll get back to a change in the schedule on the road for the Colt 45s. Billingsley with a 2-1 delivery from the stretch. Big leg kick, swung on, popped it up. It's playable by the shortstop, Brendan Roop, in the dirt, makes the catch just shy of the grass for out number three. So it could have been worse. And the Colt 45s give up one run on three hits. There were no errors and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Colt 45 just coming to bat. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
On Colt 45's lineup looks like this. Tonight's game, by the way, brought to you by Shasta's Economic Development Corporation, EDC, helping build a modern community for the Shasta region. Thank you for supporting and for sponsoring tonight's game. Colt 45's lineup looks like this. Tyler Thompson, the center fielder, the Utah Ute, leads it off. Julian Kadama from Seattle University, the third baseman, hits second. Brendan Roop out of Fort Scott College, the shortstop, bats third. Tanner Tweet, Sac City. By way of Red Bluff, he's at first base batting cleanup tonight. Chris Brew, who actually had a homer off this guy that he's going to face tonight. Sanderson, he's the DH hitting fifth. Eamon Velarde hits sixth out in left field tonight. Ty Brogdon, your second baseman from Feather River College. He and Velarde teammates down there. He'll hit seventh. Nick Horsley, the catcher, bats eighth. And Andy Bayena, your right fielder, hits ninth. Andy out of Regis and University, and Nick out of Benedictine University, Mesa. So the first pitch coming from the left-hander, Nick Sanderson, to the left-handed batting, Tyler Thompson. He's looking to bunt his way on, fouls it back to the screen. No balls and a strike. Tyler hitting 309, leads the team in stolen bases now with 15, tied for in that category with Andy Bayena. His 30 runs tied for the team lead with Brendan Root. This one swung on foul the other way. So he's not bunting that in that particular case. He has five doubles, a triple, and three home runs. 27 runs batted in from that leadoff spot. And his on-base percentage is solid, .472. Here comes an 0-2 pitch from Nick Sanderson, the left-hander. And Thompson steps out for a moment. Defensively, Downey is at first. Corkery at second. Castaneda at short. And Alvarez at third. It's Ethan Flaherty, Jordan Taylor, and Chuck Matthew, your outfield left to right. Nick Brown behind the plate with Sanderson on the hill. He rocks back. Big leg kick and fire. Swung on, hit sharply on the ground to first, but fielded by Downey. He's going to make the play at first himself. So a three unassisted gets Tyler Thompson. Julian Kadama now will come to plate. A little bit more on Sanderson, his third start against the Colt 45s. And he's pitched well in eight innings as a starter. His last one was on the 23rd. He went four innings, gave up five runs, three earned two walks, 11 strikeouts. In that game, Chris Brew homered. And on the ninth, he also started. That was a big, that one where Brew homered, the Colt 45s wound up winning 20-10. On the ninth was his first start against him this year. The first pitch to Kadama is over first strike. He went four innings and just gave up one hit. And that one hit was a homer by Andy Bayena. That was back on June 9th. You see, he's familiar to these guys. Another familiar face. I believe Sanderson is at Simpson, isn't he? Yeah, he's a sophomore out of Talent, Oregon, Davis Nelkins College, where he started. Check swing. That's a strike, 0-2 on Kadama. A Kodama has hit safely in every game he has played for the Colt 45s. They adjusted his games played to get that right. So that's a 13-game hitting streak for Julian Kodama. Wow. He's hitting .364 for the Colt 45s this summer. Swings and fouls that one off left side. In those 55 at-bats, he has 20 hits, 4 doubles, and a triple, 10 runs batted in. He scored 10 runs. And he has hit in the 2-3 hole, but he's kind of settled in here in the 2 hole, hitting in front of Brendan Roop. Giving Roop and Brew and Tweet, whatever order they're in, behind him chances to drive in runs. 0-2, breaking ball, he went after it. Swings and misses, strike 3. That'll bring up Roop. Brendan hitting a cool 330. Leads the team in at-bats, tied for the team lead in runs. Leads the team with 36 hits. Leads the team with 7 doubles. Tied for second on the team with 2 triples. He has 3 homers at second on the team. 28 runs batted in. He's zeroing in on Chris Brew, who leads the club with 33. He's walked 20 times. That's tied for second on the club. And swings at this first pitch and hits it up towards right, going back towards the track over his shoulder, making the catch out there. It was Chuck Matthey. So pretty well hit, but the wind not really blowing at this stage of tonight's game. So they go down 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the first. Colt 45 trailing 1-0. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Barfire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only 4 AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
So the Colt 45 still struggling for runs. In these two games, they've now gone 10 innings without a run against the Reading Ringtails. Zach Billingsley on the hill. Gave up one in the first. Tonight's game brought to you by the Economic Development Corporation, helping build a modern economy for the Shasta region. We'll take a look at some Major League Baseball scores for you as we go. Back to a full slate of action tonight. Dodgers fans, Boston whipping up on the Dodgers tonight, 8-1. That one's in the bottom of the seventh at Fenway. In Milwaukee, the Giants are 5-4, top eight. Trout had a homer for the Angels, gave him a 2-lead bottom of the first. They now are up 4-0 on Seattle in the first. And Oakland leading Chicago, the White Sox, 2-0. That one in the bottom of the second. Those are your California. Oh, didn't get you the San Diego score. Atlanta leading San Diego 3-0. Bottom of the first down in San Diego. Those are your California Major League scores. Leading off for the Ringtails is Austin Alvarez. First pitch was a strike from Zach Billingsley. The next pitch swung on, bounced. Chopper towards second off Brogdon's glove. He tried to play the big hop, and it just flails off of his glove into right field. That's going to be an error, second in as many games for Ty. He also made some very good plays last night at second. He's in a tough position. I don't know how much he has actually played on this field. I'm sure he'd tell you should have made the play. It was just a funky hop. Diego Castaneda now comes to the plate. Castaneda, right-handed batter. Though he's hitting down in their lineup, he's been tough on the Colt 45, hitting .333 against them this season. No homers, 4 runs batted in. He's also struck out 4 times in 15 at-bats. Billingsley looks to first. That pitch over a little bit inside, a ball and no strikes. We'll get you a couple of other scores from baseball here in just a bit. Billings leap looks to first, now delivers. That one inside, runner kind of delayed. Steele, Horsley tries to throw behind him. Oh, my, it was awfully close. The bases umpire, Zach Snell, didn't have the best position to get it, but he was the closest guy, called him safe. You could see that Alvarez was kind of caught in no man's land out there. So he got dirty. His jersey's dirty. That pitch, nice one on the outside corner, 2-1. So Zach is really, he's been behind most of the hitters here in the first couple of innings. He did get out in front of on Alvarez, but he knows he's got to improve on that. 2-1 hit sharply towards short, could be two. Kodama over to second for one, on to first. Nope, he beat it out there. It just was slowed down in the infield grass. It stayed a worm burner, just stayed right on the grass. Wasn't super fast. I thought it was hit sharply enough, but Castaneda got down the line well. He's safe on a fielder's choice. So Alvarez out at second, and that'll bring up the number nine hitter, Matt Corkery. As I was mentioning earlier, the Colt 45 series next week has been canceled, in Humboldt against the Crabs. So the Colt 45s are going to kind of have a bonding experience. They're going to go camping instead towards the coast somewhere. Secret spot, I'm sure. But I'm sure there'll be some stories we'll never hear from that one, but it sounds like fun. Yeah, there was a scheduling conflict, and the Crabs had to cancel those two games. So the Colt 45s only have one road game remaining. That's the 30th at Lincoln against the Potters. 0-1 pitch coming to the little right-handed hitter, Corkery. Swings, pops it up left side. Velarde sees it, comes in a couple of steps, makes the catch for out number two. And that'll bring the top of the order, Ethan Flaherty, to the plate. I believe Flaherty is out of Shasta College. Left-handed hitter. First pitch he sees, he bounces to second. Brogdon feels it, throws it. That'll do it. So the Colt 45s, no runs, no hits. One error, and the ringtails leave one man on base. Oh, we'll head to the bottom of the second, then your Colt 45s coming to bat. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Ringtails up 1-0. Bottom of the second, Colt 45 send Tweet, Brew, and Velarde to the plate this inning. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Economic Development Corporation. EDC, helping build a modern economy for the Shasta region. We were taking a look at some major league scores for you. Minnesota leads Cleveland 5-3, top of the ninth. Houston on top of Texas, 8-6 in the eighth. Detroit and KC tied at 5. Arizona leads Seattle in St. Louis, 4-1. Cincy up on Colorado, 2-1. finals. We'll get to you in just a moment as Tanner Tweet gets set to stand in, riding a six-game hitting streak coming in, the right-handed batter out of Sac City College. Hitting .296 since joining the Colt 45s with the team leading three triples, three homers, 10 runs batted in, 18 runs scored. He has pop. Awaiting the delivery from the left-hander, Sanderson. That one's back to the screen. Quickly 2-0. Those finals in Major League Baseball that are in, the Cubs edged Pittsburgh 4-3. Oops, I'll get you a better version of these scores here in a minute. Oh, MLB's trying to send me to a live view. I don't want you to listen to live. There we go. We'll get to those scores in a moment. His tweet stands in the shade now over the first base, the side of the grass infield, over most of the grass infield. A little sun streaking over the pitcher and streaking out towards right field. Right field's still sunny. Tweet is all in all shade at the plate. 2-0. That one's away. 3-0. So, finals. Rosario the win, Crick the loss for the Cubs over the Pirates. Kimbrel the save, his third since joining them. Marte and Bryant homered in that one. Nationals shutting out the Phillies 4-0. Strasburg over Pivetta. That one misses, ball four, so four pitches. Put Tanner Tweet on base. He has proven very patient for the Colt 45s. That is already his 12th walk in 18 games. His on-base percentage coming in was .419. Now the right-handed hitting Chris Brew. Brew homered off this guy earlier in the season, as we mentioned, back on June 23rd. Chris, also out of Simpson University, stands in and waits. First pitch was on the inside corner for a called strike. Rays pounded the Orioles 16-4. Tough year for Baltimore fans, isn't it? Chirinos over Bundy, Fahm, Lowe, and Nunez all homered in that one. Yankees shut out the Blue Jays. Herman, his 11th win. Sanchez, the loss. That was at Yankee Stadium. Marlins beat the Mets 8-4. Smith over Vargas. Frazier homered for the Mets. Granderson, Cooper, and Anderson for the Marlins. 0-1 pitch coming out of Brew. They threw over. Tweet was back in. Tanner has a pretty good lead. He's not going anywhere right now. That one misses. And Donaldson has hit a three-run homer for the Braves as they're up 3-0. So here comes the 1-1 pitch. Sanderson, like watching paint dry so far, throws over to first. July 12th, you believe that already? Kids, don't worry. School's not right around the corner. Just forget about it. Just enjoy all the baseball you can get in this summer, right? Yep, that one misses. Two balls and a strike now. Sanderson looks at first, delivers to Brew, fouled back out of play. Triple A action. The Rivercats are home in Sacramento after their break. And they're leading, I guess, Fresno. They're trailing 4-2, excuse me. Throw over to first. There's a reason they're paying attention to Tweet. I mean, Tanner has five stolen bases since joining the team. Good base runner. Usually steals out of opportunity, though. Team's not paying attention to him. Let's see. Here comes a 2-2 pitch to Brew. Breaking ball didn't miss by much. That was away. Count now full. Velarde on deck. Looking in for the sign, Sanderson. Tweet, maybe another half step on his lead, takes off, and the pitch fouled back. Looks like it's going to be out of play, and it is behind the dugout. Tanner was running on the 3-2 pitch. Colt 45s have been very successful with a stolen base this summer. 75 steals, only four times have they been caught stealing. Kind of hard to overlook that stat. That's excellent. Now Brew has another payoff pitch coming. Maybe in a minute when they aren't throwing over to first. So that stolen base percentage, 95% success. Ride that horse till it drops. See if they're going again here in 3-2. Nobody out. Brew waits. Anderson is deliberate. That means he's slow. Runner going, swung on, miss. Strike three, the throw to second. He's in there safely with a stolen base. Chris, looked like they might have had a little bit of a wiggle on that pitch. Chris goes down on strikes. That brings up Eamon Vlardic. Switch hitter batting right against the left-hander Sanderson. Eamon has a little two-game hitting streak he's working on. It's not a streak, I don't think, until you get to three. So he sits safely in the last two games, but we'll make him earn it from there. He's hitting 350 in 40 at-bats for the club. 14 hits, three doubles, no homer, six runs batted in. Big right-handed hitter. Also out of Feather River College. He stands in. 6'5", 210. Right-hander from Wairika. Fouls that one right side. Good tight stroke on that one. Just trying to make some good contact. And you could hear the fans, perhaps. I think they're as entertained by balls going out in the parking lot hitting cars as anybody. I'm not entertained by it. It's just part of the setup. Nice crowd tonight, though. First base side stands are pretty much full. It's about two-thirds full over behind home plate and two-thirds full over on the first base side. So good Saturday night crowd tonight. And wherever you are, we appreciate you joining us. 0-1, took something off that, slider low, and he missed it. 0-2. Sanderson overall against the Colt 45s. Came in having pitched 10 innings and had 23 strikeouts in those three games, coming in a 4.5 ERA in three games against him. Big kick. And he got another strikeout there. They tagged Velarde out as the catcher dropped it briefly. That's his second strikeout of the game. A third strikeout, excuse me. Second out and strikeout of the inning. And it brings up Ty Brogdon. K's have been the bugaboo for the Colt 45s this summer. 2 men, 335 coming into this game in 30 games. And so that's not what you want. That's over 11 strikeouts a contest. That brings up Ty Brogdon. Just joined the team yesterday. So he had three at-bats. He reached on a walk, struck out once. Ty out of Chico High School. Teammate of Eamon's at Feather River. Right-handed batter now waits. A 1-0 pitch coming. The man on second, still just, well, now two outs here in the second. Fastball misses inside. Colt 45 is just dying for a run. Last night they had just four hits. Still looking for the first one tonight. Brogdon takes that one way outside. 2-0. But as you know, for this Colt 45s team, they get them in bunches. The Ringtails know that. They scored 20 against them in a game last month. Actually, earlier this month. 4th of July, they had a dramatic comeback win. 3-0. Ball four low. Runner holds at second. It got away briefly from Brown. So they have two on via walk. And Nick Horsley at the plate. Nick didn't play in last night's game. Kyle Schrodel handled the catching duties. Horsley, 7 hits on the summer, 3 of those hits doubles, 6 runs batted in. He's been working on his swing with Bill Plummer all summer, trying to come up with something that'll help him get to the next level. That's his goal. He'll be a junior in college this year. Brogdon's at first, Tweets at second, 2 down, Colt 45's looking to break the drought. Horsley wanting to be the man to do it. No ball, 1 strike count. Fastball low, 1-1. Andy Bayena on deck, due up next. All right. Sanderson, as you can tell, still not particularly decisive with his pitch. Curveball swung on miss, 1-2. I mean, Nick has, and he knows, we talked about it. We spoke about his working on his hitting this summer. I mean, he's basically trying to an approach that will help him get to the next level. Bill Plummer's been working with him, but hasn't seen the results yet, and it's tough. Got to be patient, but he's ready to get some hits. He leads the team in a category he doesn't want to lead them in, strikeouts. Has a good fastball. He watched it, called strike 3. So, although he walks 2, he strikes out the side, per se, here in the second. Sanderson continues to have K-Magic against the Colt 45s. We'll go now to the top of the third, and the Ringtails are leading 1-0. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Tonight's game broadcast brought to you by Economic Development Corporation, helping build a modern community for the Shasta region. EDC. Thanks for supporting our Reading Colt 45's broadcast tonight. Colt 45's trailing 1-0. They at least had a couple of base runners in the second, but still no hits. We're now in the top of the third. Ringtails got 1 in the first off of Zach Billingsley. A happy birthday tonight to Jeff Cross, the big right-hander out of Upland and Cal State San Bernardino. Understand it's his birthday. I think, and this is based on what Jacob Marquez told me, I think he's 23. He could be younger, but he has stepped right in, and immediately, what a great guy. His teammates immediately accepted him, love him. You know, it's been a good summer that way. These guys all seem to get along. It's not a huge winning, and they are a 500 team right now, but you know, you can tell there's a chance they could go on a winning streak just based on their team energy. That first pitch here to Jordan Taylor from Billingsley is a called strike. Taylor singled to the right side in the first. He's one of those guys that just kind of holds the bat on his shoulder until the pitcher starts his wind, then takes it off. That pitch was a ball, 1-1. will be with you tomorrow night as well, and then Sunday night with broadcasts. Tomorrow it'll be the our first look at the Fairfield Indians. Colt 45s will host them again at the end of the season. Indians tomorrow and Sunday night. Your Tiger Field. 2-1 pitch now. Billingsley taking his time. And there's an off-speed swung on, laced over the shortstop Kadama's head. He made a leap for it, but couldn't get it. It'll be a base hit. Second hit of the game for Taylor. Fourth hit off of Billingsley, and now Chuck Matthey will come to the plate. Matthey also singled the other way, also to right field back in the first. Matthey worked him in the count. I think there were a half dozen or five foul balls in that count. He's a right-handed hitter. First pitch to him is up, 1-0. Lights will be coming on. They've turned them on. They take a few minutes to charge up. But as the shade covers most of the field now, it's time. That one misses, 2-0. He's wearing black batting gloves, a black bat with a white stripe just below the trademark. Also wears a sweatband on his left lead arm just below his elbow. That's got to be style. That's got to be for style. Matthey, 3-0 pitch coming, and that one misses low, ball four. So after the leadoff single, Matthey draws the walk. Downey now due up. He's a left-handed hitter. Billingsley has thrown 47 pitches, 29 of them for balls, so not the ratio he's looking for. Still time to come out to the ballpark tonight, or certainly you could plan to come out tomorrow or Sunday. Tomorrow's game, first pitch at 7:15. Sunday's first pitch is at 6:15. Sunday night is pizza night, so you can get your dinner out here, enjoy some pizza. Barrett Fasking's team looking to get back on the winning track. They had their four-game win streak snapped last night. Here comes Downey after Horsley met with Billingsley on the hill. Now they're ready to get back to work. Breaking ball swung on, popped up right side. Thompson ambles over to his left and right center, makes the catch in shallow right center for out number one. So whatever Nick Horsley said to Billingsley, it worked for that pitch. One pitch, one out. Now brings up Nick Brown. Brown struck out in the first.
The Powell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland.
Apologize for that. Little break in the action, but we're still going at it. Brown at the plate. Nick Brown at Lassen College facing Billingsley out of Shasta. Brown takes a big cut, a ball and a strike. So you see, he didn't really miss anything. Runner at second, Jordan Taylor. Chuck Matthey at first base. Yeah, well, I tell you, both the pitchers working very slowly tonight, which can be a danger to your defense. This one popped up right side, tweet giving chase in foul territory and not able to come up with it. Checking in on Lassen's baseball team last year. We mentioned a couple of guys on this roster for the Ringtails play there. Brown is one of them. He's 6'2" from John O'Connell High School in San Francisco. Plays for Frank Avila down in over in Susanville. Ball and two strikes. Now the pitch coming. Billingsley checks the runner at second. Now kicks and delivers. Fastball away, 2-2. Zach making just his second start of the summer, and it's a well-earned one. His first start was very good, but he's been important out of the bullpen since then for the Colt 45s. Getting a chance to start tonight. And with the number of lefties in their lineup, why not? Brown at the plate is a right-handed batter. He awaits the 2-2. Big curveball. Called strike three. That's strikeout number two of Brown and four Billingsley in this game. Now David Miller comes to the plate. Popped to the shortstop in the first. To end the first inning. He's a right-handed hitter. We mentioned he caught last night. He was 1-for-4 in that game against the Colt 45s. They had 8 hits and 4 runs, but 3 of them were unearned. That one inside. It was a very good pitcher's duel. Marquez locked up with Rojas. Schrodel pitched well. Akins pitched well. But the Colt 45s just couldn't scratch any runs out. Ball no strikes count on Miller. He's in another jam. 2 on, 2 outs. That was a fastball, faded away, and called for a strike. Miller wearing those red Simpson batting gloves. Stands in. Waggles the bat down low, just above the plate. Shrugs his shoulders, now holds the bat back as Billingsley from the belt. Brings the ball up and kicks and fires, and that is strike two. Crowd wanting something to cheer about. So Zach, would be a good time for another one of those. Let's see. Miller chokes up. About an inch now on the bat. Billingsley delivers. Fastball outside. 2-2. Tried to get him to chase. Welcome to the Foothill Junior All-Stars out at the ballpark tonight, my understanding. Great place to bring your team for their post-game or post-season or post-game celebrations out here. Plenty of ice cream. Plenty of hot dogs. Bounced up there. Bounces over Horsley all the way back into the netting. That's a wild pitch, first of the game, and it moves the runners into scoring position. So hopefully Billingsley can avoid having that come back to bite him. He was out in front in the count. 1-2 now. It's a full count. Billingsley still working from the wind. Let's see. He hasn't climbed up on the rubber yet. Now he's going to go back to the stretch. Here comes payoff pitch. Miller still choking up. Billingsley, big leg kick, swung on, popped up, should be playable shallow center. Thompson coming in, and he will make that catch for out number three. So, nothing doing in the top of the third, no runs, one hit, no errors. Two men were left on base in scoring position. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Colt 45 is ready to break this drought. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
All are welcome to the 16th annual Backpack Giveaway at the Reading Aquatic Center on Saturday, August 10th at 6 p.m. If buying another year's worth of school supplies is a financial strain for your family, join us at this free community event. Registration opens Monday, July 15th and runs until we're full. Call 262-6800 to register your child to receive a free backpack of supplies for K through 12th grade and join us for food, prizes, live music, and swimming. This event is sponsored by Bethel Church, and we want all children in Shasta County to have a great start this fall.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Dating back to their last game against the Ringtails when they rallied to win, when they won 16-14, the Colt 45s beat the Ringtails. They didn't score in the eighth inning of that game. They didn't score last night. So 12 innings the Colt 45s have not scored against the Reading Ringtails. They got to do something about that. Andy Baena leads off against Nick Sanderson. Baena also homered off of Sanderson earlier this year. Lights are on now. We can see the what peaks I can see through the trees here. Getting some of that late day glow over them. Lassen Peaks and some of the other peaks to the north I can see. Can't quite make out Shasta from here. There are too many trees in my way. Baena stands in, right-handed hitter out of the Denver area, Regis University. Tonight's game brought to you by the Economic Development Corporation, helping build a modern economy for the Shasta region. First pitch to Baena, a strike. Next one, he shows bunt, but pulls back. It was a ball, 1-1. Andy hitting 305. Tied for the team lead in steals with Thompson. His on-base percentage, good, 477. Right-handed hitter. That one's on the inside corner, but a little low, 2-1. He's been here all summer. He leads the team in games played. He's played in 30 games. Every game for the Colt 45s. And he steps out now. Andy wears the no-stirrup look. His pants down to his socks. Has sleeve on the right arm and some tape on the left forearm. This one hits sharply up the middle, bounces off the mound, and then bounces through into center field for the Colt 45's first hit of the night. Andy's now hit safely in three straight games. And that'll bring the top of the order, Tyler Thompson, to the plate. And he bounced to the first baseman back in the first. Baena mentioned excellent speed, is yet to be caught stealing this year. Sanderson has paid a lot of attention to the runners, what runners have been over there. He threw over when Tweet was on base half dozen times. Baena, not going anywhere. First pitch is low. A ball, no strikes. No action in either bullpen. It's a 1-0 game, bottom of the third. Sanderson throws over. We were expecting that. They're well aware of Baena's speed. And when Andy came, he came along with Miguel Marquez, who had an injury that just wasn't healing, so he went back home. Both of them came over. They're both from Regis. Andy's going to be a junior, so really expecting to get increased playing time. He's proven he can play right field, more valuable for his team, that's for sure. He's at first, and Thompson at the plate. Tyler awaits. Still looking for a strike. It's a ball outside, 2-0. Sanderson, like Billingsley's strike-to-ball ratio, not that good tonight. 20 strikes, 16 balls. He's trying to nibble. Fastball swung on, hit pretty well, but foul out of play left side. For Barrett Fasking's team, Justin Seibsma in the third base box, Brett Miller over in the first base box. Where's Bill Plummer working out of the dugout? Looking in for the sign is Sanderson. Shaking something off. Now he's ready. And he delivers. And he hits him. 54th Colt 45's batter to be hit this year. For Thompson, that's the 10th time he has been hit with a pitch. He leads in that category. Got him in the arm, I believe. He's fine. So, speed at first in Thompson. Speed at second in Bayena. And nobody out in Julian Kadama, who has been a very dangerous hitter all season long since joining the Colt 45s, comes to the plate. He struck out in the first. First pitch to him was a fastball in the outside corner, called for a strike. Kadama shows the ability to hit to all fields. He's done just that since joining the team. Looking for his first home run with the Colt 45s. The no ball, one strike pitch coming from the left-handed center, Sanderson. Nope, now he decides to step off, so Kadama steps out. Kadama wearing a black sleeve on his right arm, white gloves on both hands. Also, now he squares the bunt, and oh, can't get the bunt down. Popped it foul behind him. Trying to move him over, get him into scoring position. Challenge the ringtails in some way. Now he's down in the count 0-2. Let's see. I'm doubting he's going to be bunting here. The infield is not anticipating it. 0-2 pitch coming. That one's in the dirt. Brown scoops it. Nobody's going anywhere. 1-2. Oh, and they're calling for cowbell on the loudspeaker here. Kodama apparently likes the cowbell just based on his hitting. Breaking ball. Oh, boy, that one just away. And the umpire, Non Rodriguez, steps out. Got a little something. Probably still sweating back there. Now that the sun's going down, and hopefully we'll get more comfortable for them. There's been a nice little breeze up here in the stands, so no complaints from the fans. But the ballplayers, they were out there in the sun. Now that it's gone, should be a pleasant night. 2-2, swung on, hit pretty well towards left, but Flaherty should have a play on it. He struggles with it momentarily, squeezes it for out number one. Kadama hit it well, but just got under it. He went with the pitch. That'll bring up Brendan Roop. Roop flew out to right field in the first inning. He was 0 for 4 last night, but he wasn't alone. Only four Colt 45s had hits. Kadama tweaked Velarde and Bayena. Only one hit so far tonight. He's at second, Andy Bayena. At first is Thompson. Just one out. Roop has good speed. He hits the ball hard when he hits it. So not really a big threat to be doubled up, but when you hit the ball hard, you never know. Let's see what happens. Swings at a low fastball, misses it. And not sure what happened there. He might have hit the catcher on the backswing. Oh, the ump's going out and having a little talk with Sanderson. Not sure what that was all about. They got it squared away. It was a strike either way, 0-1. Ready to get back at it. Sanderson toes the rubber. He has a black glove on his right hand. He curls it up on his chest as he holds the ball down to his left side, looks in for the sign from Brendan Roop, who waggles the bat behind his head. Right-handed hitter waits the 0-1 delivery, breaking ball away, 1-1.
Contact.
It's a final. Red Sox have beaten the Dodgers 8-1. Rodriguez over Maeda. Verdugo, Devers, Vasquez, and Bogarts all homers in that one. A 1-1 pitch. It's low and inside, 2-1. Top of the 10th now. Giants and Brewers in Milwaukee. Tied at 6. Here the Colt 45s looking to get on the board. 2-1 pitch, both runners going. Roop swings and hits the catcher with his backswing, and I'm not sure if they're going to what they're going to do here. He fouled it off. So he did foul it. That was the thing, because if he missed, the catcher would have had no chance to throw, and they could have called a batter's interference there. Batter's interference is normally called on the foreswing, or catcher's interference, but a batter can be called for interference if, after a swing, he interferes with the catcher's ability to make a throw or a play. It was a foul ball, so it doesn't matter. 2-2. One out. Two on. Let's see if they send the runners again here. Roop standing in, waiting. Sanderson pitching as if time was of no interest. Two balls, two strikes, the count. No concern. Swings at a breaking ball and misses that one. That's strike three. Brennan was eager. Two down now. Again, the Colt 45s had two on with two outs in the second. See if they can do something this time as Tanner Tweet comes up. He walked and stole second last inning and in that second, and he was stranded out there. So let's see if he can, with turnabout, can have some better luck. Chris Brew would bat next. I imagine in this circumstance, they probably will let Tanner hit, not worry about putting runners in motion. We'll see. First pitch to Tweet coming. Sanderson steps off, fakes a throw to second. Certainly that's part of their strategy to try to keep runners close. They've certainly kept Colt 45s from scoring in the last 2 days. Tweet, again, eager as Brew was, swinging at a breaking ball in the dirt. 0-1. Time to reset. He looks down to third. Make sure he doesn't have a sign on with Seibisma, but I would be shocked if there was one. The only one they would have would be a double steal. And again, in this situation, you have your cleanup hitter up. Let him wail away at it. No breeze at all. Flag is sleepy on the pole out in center. 0-1. Thought about it. Again, a breaking ball, but this time he held back. Angels now up 9-0 on the Mariners. They scored 7 in the first. That's in the second inning. And the Padres trailing 3-0 the Braves. That's top of the fourth. Those are your West Coast scores. Ball and a strike now. That's a fastball. Inside, it gets away from Brown. Runners are going to move up. That'll be a pass ball. It was on his glove, and he just couldn't handle it. So now, 2 men in scoring position for Tweet. And the skipper is heading out there. Paul Barrington. Nobody's throwing in the pen, so he may be saying, why don't we put Tweet on? He's going to go out and talk to the left-hander Sanderson. Coach walks very slowly. He's a veteran. He's earned it. But he's also, looks like he works with pitchers at Simpson. And he's may just be trying to get his pitcher's courage up. And everybody here knows Tanner Tweet can hurt you. And he comes into this game hitting safely in 6 straight. He's hitting .320 in that stretch. Only a couple of RBI, mainly because the guys in front of him have driven in a lot of runs before he's had a chance. He has 2 in scoring position here with 2 outs. Working from the wine, Nick Sanderson, a 2-1 delivery now swung on. Bouncer up the middle. fielded by Corkery. Throws the first high, but the stretch is there, and out number three. So 4-3 in the scorebook. No runs, a hit, finally, but two men are left on base. We go to the top of the fourth. Colt 45 still trailing 1-0. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fourth, Colt 45's looking to hold them right where they are. One run, four hits, no errors for the Ringtails. No runs, a hit, no error. One error for the Colt 45's. Sound like last night a little bit? A little bit of a pitcher's duel going. Zach Billingsley's worked out of a couple of jams. Not been rattled hard or anything, but he has given up four hits through three. Left-hander will stand in, and he'll face their bottom three, Alvarez, Castaneda, and Corkery, to start things off. Triple-A score for you in Sacramento. Fresno Grizzlies visiting Sac, and Fresno on top right now, 7-2. That one's in the fifth inning. We'll keep you posted. So Alvarez leading it off. Left-handed batter wearing, he has blue sleeves underneath that jersey. Wiggles the bat, kind of points it straight up where he holds it. Swings and lines it into right field for a base hit. First pitch he saw up in the zone. Hit number five allowed by Billingsley, and it will bring up Diego Castaneda. Castaneda hit, grounded to short, and beat the play out to first as Colt 45 tried to double him up. He was stranded there. Hitter. He's got some serious time pine tar on that bat. Swings and bloops it towards right, but Ty goes back. Brogdon makes the catch. The runner was going, so they double him off of first base. Well played. So Alvarez is caught off first. It's a pop to the second baseman and 4-3 to get the second out. Well done by the Colt 45s. And Matt Corkery now at the plate with nobody on. So Billingsley like to close out an inning from the windup. He'll face Corkery. Corkery was 0-for-3 last night, but he had a couple of hits earlier in the season against the Colt 45s. He's up there. He likes to take his whacks. He's a little guy, but he's not shy. Takes first pitch on the inside corner for a strike. As a black bat, has some leather wristlet, bracelet kind of things on his lead hand, his left hand. Has an open stance. Horsley sets up inside. Billingsley comes inside, and it's fouled or hit towards third, but just hooks foul at the last minute. I thought it might have been off of Horsley's foot, but it was apparently was not. No ball, two strike count now. Billingsley looking to take a quick seat this time. Let's see if he can do it. He's working from the stretch. He's comfortable there. That one's away, 1-2. Trying to get Corker to chase one. Yeah. Zach's at 65 pitches now in 3 2/3 innings. 1-2, fastball popped up left side, should be playable. Roop and Kodama. Kodama calls it for it and makes the catch in the grass for out number three. So, best inning yet for Billingsley after the leadoff single. They get a double play and a pop out to end it. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45 is ready to break out, trailing 1-0. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Economic Development Corporation, helping build a modern economy for the Shasta region, EDC. Colt 45's trailing 1-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Chris Brew to lead things off. Chris took a called third strike. He'd like to get back on the positive. No better time maybe to remind himself that he took this guy deep last month. Colt 45's needs something to get them going against Nick Sanderson, who continues to somehow baffle them with strikeouts. He has five of them through three. So for Sanderson, in 13 innings, he has 28 strikeouts against the Colt 45s this year. First pitch is a ball. Brew waits. Chris gets a fastball low. Now 2-0. Hitters count. Eamon Velarde on deck. Ty Brogdon will hit third this inning. Good hitters count here. Brew decides to step out. He's looking out there at the pitcher Sanderson, who just seems to just mosey along. He starts his wind from kind of a almost a sideways position. Now rocks back on the rubber. Delivers a changeup on the outside corner, called for a strike. Chris was looking for a fastball, didn't get it. 2-1. Here comes another one. Let's see what he gets this time from Sanderson. 2-1, breaking ball, swung on, hit pretty well towards left center field. Flaherty going back. He'll make the catch just shy of the track for out number one. So Brew gave it a rise. If there was any wind at all, it might have carried out of here. But if ifs and nuts were ifs and buts were candy and nuts, right? Eamon Velarde now comes to the plate. He struck out in the second. He wasn't alone. Brew, Velarde, and Horsley struck out in that inning. So Eamon looking to get something going here, one out. So good sign that Brew hit the ball hard, hit it in the air, put it in play. Fastball, that's a pretty good one from Sanderson. He throws a slider, some kind of changeup, curve, and he seems to work the fastball off of them. That was a pretty good-looking fastball to Velarde. I don't think he was expecting it. 0-1. That's a breaking ball. It's up and away, 1-1. So the folks over at Boundary Waters Screen Printing still giving out T-shirts here on Surf Ninja Night, throwing T-shirts out everywhere. Pretty neat. I have mine on. Surf Ninja. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball over for a strike. I do surf, have not in a while. My surfboard is in Carlsbad, Oceanside, unfortunately. I'm not a good surfer, but I love to surf. I'd have to head up to the North Coast to be able to do that here. Chilly waters. Ball and two strike. The count coming to Velarde now. Sanderson winds and delivers. Fastball line towards second. Snagged there by the second baseman, Corkery. So he hit it on the nose, but right at Corkery. And it brings up Ty Brogdon, the second baseman. Brogdon still looking for his first hit in a Colt 45's uniform. Wears number three out here. Tapes both wrists. Forearms up on the wrist. And wanted, I believe, the only guy on this team not wearing batting gloves. They may be sweatbands or they may be taped. I think he actually is wearing tape on his wrists. First pitch to Brogdon, breaking ball just a little away, 1-0. Bases are empty, two outs. After scratching out just four hits last night, just one hit so far tonight. Out pitches, low and inside. Now they have some action out in the bullpen. Colt 45s do not. A 2-0 pitch coming to Brogdon. Chokes up about a pinky finger on the bat. Takes that one on the outside corner, strike two. That's the slider. Two count now coming with two outs. Here's the pitch. Bounces it up there. Count now runs full. Let's see what he comes with, 3-2. He hasn't gone fastball 3-2 very often tonight. I'm not sure what his percentage of breaking balls, but it's got to be 2-1 or close to it. Breaking balls to fastballs. 3-1 pitch or off speeds of some sort. He bounced that fastball up there, ball four, and Brogdon hustles down to first since the ball really got away from the catcher and Brown's not paying attention. Brogdon thinks about heading to second, but he checked with Brett Miller, and Miller held him back. Brown should have got the ball quicker. He's lucky. He is fortunate that Brogdon didn't just turn and go. So, two outs. Again, the Colt 45s have somebody on. They've had somebody on base, second, third, and now the fourth innings. Nick Horsley. Be a good time for Nick to break out. Pretty good lead over there at first. Brogdon has one of those sliding gloves on his left hand that runners will use to keep from, it looks like a mitt, to keep him from injuring fingers sliding back in. Horsley being aggressive here. First pitch, actually got a fastball, missed it, 0-1. Let's see what Sanderson does here. He's thrown around the plate an awful lot. 0-1, another good pitch, good swing. Horsley fouls it back out of play, 0-2. Bayana would like to hit next. Colt 45's at Brogdon at first, good speed. 0-2 delivery coming. See what they offer up to Nick. He chokes up just a hair now. Fastball tipped it. Foul ball. Catcher couldn't hang on. So Nick lives to swing another day. Horsley stands in. Now he's going to get out. Sanderson. Now the idea of a pitch clock is made possible by guys like Sanderson, who's part of his approach is just lulling you to sleep. Then he comes back with a slider, swung on and missed. Strike three. So the Colt 45s, no runs, no hits, no errors, a walk. They leave that man on base. That strikeout, number six of the game for Sanderson. We go to the top half of inning number five. Colt 45s need to hold them right there. You're listening to baseball brought to you by Shasta's Economic Development Corporation. Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder, get somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Top of the fourth inning, Zach Billingsley in a pitcher's duel with Nick Sanderson. One run, five hits, no errors for the Reading Ringtails. No runs, one hit, one error for the Colt 45s. Tonight's game brought to you by the Economic Development Corporation, helping build a modern economy for the Shasta region. Well, these same two teams will play again at the end of the season. The finale will be on August 3rd. That's a Saturday night. You know, that's a big game to plan to be here, Fan Appreciation Night. Just a fun night to be out. Lots of things will be given away that are, some of them are being raffled off now even. Left-handed batter leads it off to start off the fifth inning. It's the top of their order. Flaherty takes first pitch, first strike, 0-1. Billingsley has really settled into getting out in front of hitters after those first couple of innings, even though he's had base runners in every inning. He was falling behind hitters. Now at least he's getting out in front of them. That enables you to throw fewer pitches. 0-1, breaking ball. Bounce that one up there. 1-1. Zach has thrown 67 pitches. Maybe make it 68 now. Action out in the bullpen for the Colt 45s. Well, some folks moving around. Nobody's throwing yet. Just can't tell who will be getting loose. Fouled that one back. A ball and two strikes. So the Colt 45s and Fairfield Indians tomorrow night, 7:15 first pitch, pregame at 7. Sunday night, 6:15 first pitch, pregame at 6. Ball and two strikes. Checked the swing. It was upstairs. He tried to get him to go up the ladder, and he did not. 2-2. Wherever you are, of course, you can listen to the game on our radio station at 1460 AM or 96.5 FM. And on the Internet, of course, just go to the Reading Colt 45's homepage, scroll down to listen live, and you can find the broadcast there. There are also archives of the broadcast as well. That one fouled back, 2-2, still the count. Beautiful moon, about a, I don't know the technical lunar term, but about a three-quarter moon up there. Only thing I can see in the sky right now here at the ballpark, but the lights are on, beautiful blue sky, some light clouds to the north. Breaking ball, oh my, it didn't miss by much. Billingsley wanted that one. Non-Rodriguez was clear with his call, none. Get it? Oh well. Here comes 3-2. Billingsley to Flaherty. Fastball bounced left side. High chopper, going to be trouble. Weird hop, Roop fields and throws, and the stretch pulls Tweet off the base. Knew it was going to be trouble. It was a high chopper, and it took a funky bounce. Roop fielded it well. His throw just pulled Tweet off, although not sure they're going to credit him with it. They are going to give him an infield hit. Tanner's really looked good at first base while Chris Brew's leg has been injured. He's a catcher by trade. I think it only helps him to, you know, play that position, show his versatility. As a catcher, you want to be able to play first anyway, because even if you're catching 90% of your team's games, you show you can play first, help your team defensively, you might get to play 100% of your team's games. Ball, no strike to count now with Flaherty at first. He has some speed, low in the dirt. Horsley pounces on it. A ball and no strikes on Jordan Taylor. Taylor 2-for-2 tonight. He's hitting 360 against the Colt 45s in six games. He's the guy I told you just kind of keeps the bat on his shoulder, just kind of nonchalant. And when the pitcher starts, he takes it off, swings, and again hits it to right. Bayena won't come up with it. It bounces off the wall. Caroms away from him briefly. Taylor thinks about going. The runner rounds third and does not score. The relay comes in, but I don't know what Flaherty was doing, because he's our leadoff hitter. I thought certainly he would score. Ball got in a hurry, but still, it caromed off of the angled portion of the wall out in right field, right behind and towards the line from Bayena. So it took him a couple of extra seconds to trace it down. So good news is Flaherty's over at third. Taylor's at second with a double. That was the best hit ball of the night. And Zach Billingsley's facing Chuck Matthey. These two have had some battles tonight. Matthey fouled off five pitches before getting a hit in the first, and he walked in the third. First pitch to him is a ball, 1-0. Their cleanup hitter on deck. A couple of guys out in the Colt 45's bullpen, including Jordan Akins.
All right. Thank you.
1-0 pitch. Swung on line towards short. It's into center field for a hit. One run will score. And that'll be it. Runners at the corners now. Let's see if Barrett Faskin goes out to have a little chat with his left-hander. Now they're starting to get zeroed in on Zach. And this is quite a few pitches for him. 75 now on the game. Taylor's at third. Matthew at first. I don't think anybody's ready in the bullpen yet. Nick Schrodel is out there but not throwing. Akins is throwing. And looks like he's getting ready in a hurry. The left-handed hitting, Downey comes to the plate. Lefty on lefty. Nobody out here in the fifth. It's now 2-0. Ringtails. Not much of a lead at first. Change up over for a strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike to count. So non-aggressive base running by the Ringtails, and you've got to hope the Colt 45s can take advantage of that. Pretty good lead over at first for Matthew. He's not going anywhere on that pitch, though. Change up out in front again. 0-2 on Downey. Zach has pitched tough when men have been on base. He had to gave up three straight hits to start the game and got three outs. The leadoff guy's been on base every inning. Runner is going from first here. Swung on, miss, throw to second, right on the money. But the ball gets through the shortstop roof. Stolen base, runner held at third. I mean, it was there. It just was bang, bang. So, right-handed hitter Nick Brownup comes to the plate. That was a strike him out, throw him out for Downey. So one down. Did not get to throw him out. He tried to throw him out. Strike him out. Almost threw him out. One out. Men on second and third now. Taylor at third. Matthew at second. Brown has whiffed twice. Big swing there. Misses it. 0-1. out at the ballpark. Yes, he is the beer batter. That means if he strikes out, everybody gets a discount. Everybody of age purchasing a beer gets a discount the rest of the inning. Extra incentive to boo him, I guess. That went away. Now 1-1. Billingsley's shown some moxie tonight. Battling back. He has a black pitcher's glove, a fielding glove as well. Gets moisture on his hand, licks his fingers, then gets up on the rubber. Working from the stretch. Not checking the runners, just going right at the hitter. Popped right side. Is it playable? Tweet giving chase. It's just falls foul. Tanner gave it a pretty good run. Ball and two strikes now, the count. It has not been Brown's night at the plate so far, and Colt 45s would just really like to keep it that way. Right-handed hitter taps the plate with his bat twice. Awaits the 1-2 from Billingsley. Has the sign from Horsley with two on and one out. Breaking ball swung on, line toward short. Run will score. Roop fields and throws him out, but it's now 3-0. So the infield out, 6-3, give an RBI to Brown. Hit it pretty well. And that's why the run was able to score uncontested. Miller will now come to the plate. David Miller, 0-2 tonight. Popped to short to end the first, flew to center in the third. So it's 3-0. Colt 45's now outscored 7-0 in these two games. And this is a team that they scored a bunch of runs on this year a couple of times. Off speed, that one's over for a strike. Maybe a little cocky at the plate tonight. Well, that's to be discussed in the bottom half of this inning. Right now, they got to get out of the top. First pitch was a strike to Miller. It's 0-1 now. Runner is at third base. On the infield out. That's Mathy. Next pitch misses, a ball and a strike. And that pitch swung on, chopped towards third. Fielded by Kodama. Long throw. He'll get him, and that will end the inning. They do get two runs on three hits. There were no errors in that, man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Colt 45 is now trailing the Ringtails 3-0. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's, delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the fifth, Colt 45's trying to get something going off of lefty Nick Sanderson. They do have some action in the bullpen. Not sure how far they will go with Sanderson, but he is shutting them out, much like Rojas did last night. And then their bullpen did the job, kept the Colt 45's off the board. It is now 14 innings against Ringtail's pitchers that the Colt 45s haven't been able to scratch out anything. Andy Bayena will lead things off. Andy singled back in the third. And that's the only hit of the game for the Colt 45s. They did hit a couple of balls hard last inning. The right-handed batter standing in. Let's see what he gets from the lefty, Sanderson. who's had a penchant for striking out the Colt 45s when he's faced him this year. First pitch is away. 1-0. There's a half dozen whiffs tonight. Tyler Thompson due up next. Now you can kind of sense that they're starting to press a little bit. Let's see if Andy can get it started. Swung on, hit sharply, but towards second. Fielded on the ground there. High throw, but the first baseman comes down on the bag for out number one. Corkery pulled him off, but Downey, pretty big wingspan over there. He's able to step to land back on the bag. 4-3 in your book. That's one out, and it brings up Tyler Thompson. He bounced to first in the first, was hit with a pitch, and stranded at second in the third inning. Kadama due up next. First pitch is a fastball to Thompson over for a strike. So Sanderson now, as I mentioned, kind of starting hitters off more with a fastball this inning, looks like. Done that a couple of times. Did that with Andy. Did that a little bit late last inning. 0-1. Kicks it. Swung on. Line towards right field. Base hit. Tyler Thompson. Bobbled out there in right, but Chuck Matthey gets a handle on it. Second hit of the night for the Colt 45s, who have speed on the bases. And Julian Kadama at the plate. I'm sure the possibility of having Thompson run here exists. Lefty on lefty. They have a right-hander out in the bullpen getting loose. Sanderson has thrown 73 pitches, 42 of them for strikes. Fastball swung on. Oh, he got a good fastball right there. Fouled it off. Wow. Julian would like that one back. May not see another one the way Sanderson's been hooking it in there. Let's see if he pays attention to Thompson now with a 3-0 lead. Tyler has a pretty good lead, not his biggest, but he could go from there, that's for sure. He's not. Sanderson's going to step off. So Thompson walks a couple of steps closer back to first. Sanderson just kicking dirt, digging his hole. Now he's back on the rubber. Now Thompson back on his lead. He's not going. That one just off the plate. 1-1. Again, he's just digging a hole out there. And I got to tell you, the pitchers in the Colt 45s will hate that. Nothing you hate a visitor that comes out and digs a big hole on the rubber, in front of the rubber. A ball and a strike. Throw over to first. Good crowd out here tonight. As we mentioned earlier. And plenty of cowbells in the house. Kadama awaits the 1-1. Pops it up left side. At first, well, nobody had it. Castaneda has to run over. Now it falls safely. The third baseman, Alvarez, thought Castaneda had it. Castaneda was playing Kadama to pull. He never, I don't think, got his eyes on it. Hey, that's the old, you take it, I'll take it. Wait a minute, let's both just watch it fall. And Kadama gets a hit out of it. They give him a hit. So he is now hit safely in 14 games, every game for the Colt 45s. Two on, good speed, good base runners at second and first in Thompson and Kadama. Now Brendan Roop, he's got to be chomping. First pitch, oh, fastball fouled back. Wow. Yeah, you wanted that one. Roop doesn't get too tangled up in anything, though. He is a cool customer. A friendly, cool customer, just. Man, I'd want him on my team hitting. Standing in. That pitch misses away. Looks like we have a defensive replacement Ethan Flaherty is out of the game. And Lonnie Johnson out in left. He's from Feather River. Roop now waiting a 1-1 pitch. Sanderson's fastball swung on, missed. Actually, might have taken something off that one. He fooled me, too. Just a good changeup, which has been tough. Only one out. Tough guy to double up. Ball and a strike to count. Ball and two strikes, excuse me, on Brandon Roop. Brendan Roop. Back on the rubber, Nick Sanderson. He's trying to paint a Michelangelo. He's taking that much time. Actually, maybe taking Da Vinci time. Ball and two strikes. Fastball. High chopper towards short. Could be trouble. They go to second and get the out there. Well played, but the Colt 45s now have men on the corners with two outs for Tweet. So it was well played. Castaneda over to third goes Thompson. Kodama's out at second, 6-4. That was probably his best play, quite frankly, because it was such a high chopper. Roop moves down the line well. And Corkery was there. So Tanner Tweet, another opportunity to help out his team. He grounded to second in the third with two guys on. Let's see what he can do here with men on the corners. First pitch, oh, change up, curveball. He swung at that one. So it didn't come first pitch fastball that time. Tweet also has his share of pine tar on that bat. Stick him, whatever it takes to keep that grip. He likes to take a deep breath before he steps in the box. Shrugs his shoulders up, breathes out, now stands in. Right-handed batter. He steps out. I don't know what's going on. Somebody's talking on the speaker. And so Tweet steps out. Now he's back in. Tanner waits. No balls and a strike. Men on the corners and two outs. Off speed, fouled that one off. 0-2. So Tweet now gets his mojo back on. Looks at the umpire, says something to the catcher. He's like, "Hey, I don't know what's going on." Okay, now they're ready. Now he's ready back in there. Sanderson, for once, is ready to go, I think, before the hitter. Yeah, maybe not. He leans over from the stretch, hangs the ball, and brings it to his chest in the glove. There's a fastball swung on, hit towards center. Right at the center fielder, barely has to move. Hard hit ball, but if you had any luck, folks, wow, you'd had no luck at all. Jordan Taylor makes the catch for out number three. No runs, a couple of hits, two guys left on base. The Colt 45, still nothing to show for it. On the board in these two games against the Ringtails, trailing 3-0 going to the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45 Summer Collegiate Baseball, brought to you by the Economic Development Corporation, helping build a modern economy for the Shasta region. This is Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, top of the sixth inning. Colt 45's trailing 3-0. This game brought to you by Shasta's Economic Development Corporation, helping build a modern economy for the Shasta region. Zach Billingsley's night is done. 5 good innings. He scattered 8 hits, but really, they didn't really hit the ball hard off of him much until the 5th inning. So he scattered 8 hits, 3 earned runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. But the Colt 45s aren't scoring runs. So the big birthday boy comes in, Jeff Cross, celebrating the 2-3. Will come in to face the bottom three in the order here in the sixth for the Ringtails. Big right-hander out of Upland. He, of course, attends Cal State San Bernardino. First pitch for him is a ball. Good fastball. Well, he's a good-looking talent. It's just his 5th game. 6 innings, 8 hits, 5 earned runs, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. He is 1-0. A 7.5 ERA. Next pitch misses 2-0. But he's a big guy, 6'6". Excellent velocity on his fastball. Long. If you were to pick him out of a lineup of guys and say which one of these is a Southern California dude, he would be the one. Bouncing ball to short, takes the big hop off the lip, and Roop can't handle it. Tough, bad hop for him there. I don't know. We got to get some Rick Bassetti to shave off the edges of that lip in the infield. Because, boy, there are some funky hops out there. They all seem to just roll right off the edge of the grass. It has been bad luck. So Cross as a base runner, big right-hander, will work now from the stretch. They haven't ruled whether or not that's a hit yet. It is. It's an error by the shortstop. Excuse me. It is not a hit. That's a tough one. He knows he should have made it, but good fastball from Cross. I'm sure he's near 90. 0-1 the count on Diego Castaneda. Castaneda 0-2. Popped one to second with the runner going, and the Colt 45s were able to double that runner off. Snap throw down to first. Did they get him? Yes, they did. Nick Horsley picks off Austin Alvarez. That's out number one. Boy, that'll make you feel good. Nick's always on the eye for it. He has a gun and a quick release. So Castaneda batting now in the infield back at normal depth. They're playing him a little bit to pull, but with Cross, you never know. Swung on, hit right side. Baena's going to have to get on his horse towards right center in front of the track. He'll make the catch for out number two. That'll bring up Corkery. Corkery 0-2. A right-handed batter flew to left field in the second. Popped to the third baseman in the fourth. Big difference in velocity from Zach, who I'm sure throws about 80, a low 80s, and a lot of breaking balls. And maybe add 8-9 miles an hour from Cross. I'm sure that makes a little bit of a difference. Big wind, big kick. They show bunt here with two outs, called for a strike. Probably because Kodama is playing pretty deep over at third. He's still playing deep at third. I don't think they think he's going to bunt. I don't think he is either. 0-1. That one's on the inside corner, just a little bit inside. 1-1. So, again, Zach Billingsley deserves a better fate, as did Jacob Marquez last night. That one's over for a strike, 1-2. Cross working much quicker. He has a uniform malfunction out there. His jersey's hanging out, but he's going to pitch anyway. That one's up, 2-2. He doesn't seem to get comfortable out there, but I was half-teasing when I said he's a tall, good-looking, long blonde hair, and has a boisterous personality. Right out of central casting. Swung on, foul back right side. Count still 2-2. Two outs now. leadoff guy reached on an error, but was picked off by Nick Horsley. Castaneda flew to right. And now Corkery trying to keep it going, but the Ringtails, the Colt 45s, just soon get to bat. Fastball swung on, bounced slowly to second. Brogdon Fields throws, and that'll do it. So three batters, three outs. Take it however you can get it. Colt 45s need to, I don't know, get the rally caps on, something. We're going to the bottom of the sixth. It's 3-0 Ringtails. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
This is Todd Jones, Vice President of the Shasta Economic Development Corporation. Expanding commercial air service is a key component to sustainable economic vitality and growth. As you may know, the Shasta EDC was part of a team that helped to secure daily, nonstop round-trip service from Redding to Los Angeles. We need more people on each flight. The cost difference to fly out of Redding is minimal when compared to driving and parking at other airports. Help us expand our destinations by flying Redding as often as you can. Book today at united.com. The Shasta EDC is committed to growing our local economy. Do you operate a manufacturing company in Shasta County? If so, we are offering free consulting to local manufacturers in partnership with the California Manufacturing Network. Their dedicated industry experts are ready to serve your needs. Areas include lean manufacturing, sales and marketing, and HR. In addition to our consulting, we have also created the Grow Manufacturing Initiative that helps local manufacturers collaborate to be more effective and profitable. Call us today at 224-4920.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, the good news is, going to the bottom of the sixth, is that there's a new pitcher in the game for the Ringtails, because I think Colt 45s and their fans have just about grown weary of Nick Sanderson. So their new pitcher is Paul Bigelow. Bigelow, a right-hander out of Simpson, against the Colt 45s. They got him pretty good the one game. Couple of innings, they wrapped him for 5 earned runs and 7 hits. He had a strikeout and a double in that inning. 2 homers off of him in that inning. So the Colt 45s would like to have some deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra may have said. Can't ever tell if Yogi actually said it or we just made it up. But final line on Sanderson, 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. And your new pitcher, Bigelow, as we said, right-hander, wearing glasses, black glove. He holds it in front of his face where he holds the ball in the glove, working from the wind, and he will face Chris Brew to start it off, a fellow Red Hawk with Simpson. First pitch to him, the changeup of some sort, a little low, 1-0. Velarde due up next. Jacob Machuca would be available to pinch hit if at some point they wanted to go at the left-handed bat. Another left-handed bat, although Velarde is a switch hitter. That one's away. Chris flew out to left field to start it off in the fourth. One of the half-dozen strikeout victims, Sanderson. There's a 2-0 count. Hitter's count coming. To Groot, breaking ball away, 3-0, showing him some respect. Bigelow looks in for the sign, now steps back, winds and delivers, breaking ball, missed him, ball 4, leadoff walk for the Colt 45s. This game broadcast is brought to you by Shasta Economic Development Corporation, helping build a modern economy for the Shasta Region Economic Development Corporation. Now, you may have gathered from the chat or from the noise that Paul Barrington is taking the slow walk out there. He doesn't get in any hurry. They do have some action in the bullpen, a left-hander throwing. Coach Barrington heading back to the dugout. Now with a runner at first, Brew. Only thing Brew you don't want him to do is get picked off or caught trying to. He's important as a base runner, but you need 3 runs. So you won't be looking at any steals or hit and runs, I don't think, in this scenario. Down three, first pitch to Eamon Velarde is a ball, 1-0. He lined out to the second baseman in the fourth. Batting left against the righty for the first time tonight. Inside, 2-0. Whatever it takes, Colt 45s have to figure out how to get some runs. Here's the 2-0, floated one in there, missed it, 3-0. A ball. Bruin first, nobody out. Good opportunity for the Colt 45s. Bigelow just steps off. He couldn't get the sign he wanted from Nick Brown behind the plate. Brown now gives him the sign. See where he sets. Setting up inside on Velarde. Misses outside. And that's ball four. So, Ty Brogdon. Still looking for that first hit in a Colt 45's uniform. Hey, this would be a pretty good time for it. I'm sure we all agree. Except for those of you who are Ringtails fans who are listening. Yes, of course, I am the Colt 45's broadcaster, so... All right, here comes Brogdon. Ty stands in. Bigelow from the stretch looks to second. Breaking ball over for a strike. They still have action in the pen. Again, still a lefty out there throwing. Horsley would hit next. Nobody out. Two on. Let's see what they do here. Not looking to bunt. Just letting them swing. Misses low. 1-1. As I mentioned earlier, Colt 45s have had a leadoff guy on. Have had runners on base every inning except the first. That one's over for a strike, 1-2. But this is the first time they've had... No, it's the second time they've had the first two guys on. Excuse me. They did it in the third, but didn't score. 16 straight innings looking for a run off these guys. Brogdon chokes up a little bit. Ball and two strikes the count. Off speed, called strike three. Too good to watch, they say. Brogdon goes down on strikes. Seventh Colt 45 to go out on strikes in this game. Nick Horsley now at the plate. Nick's looking for his first hit. Two on, one out. Not great speed on the bases. Not great speed at the plate, so you're just hoping you don't get a double play. That's what they're hoping for. Bigelow's first pitch, fastball swung right through it, 0-1. Does not have a big fastball. Even though Sanderson threw primarily off-speed stuff, he did have made his fastball look that much better. Let's see what Horsley gets here. 0-1 the count. Bigelow, big kick and deliver. Off-speed foul. That one off, 0-2. It's up to Nick. He knows it. See if I can pronounce his hometown right. Leverican. If I get the hometown right, Leverican, Utah, then it's his time to break out, maybe. Just have to see. Here comes the 0-2. Two on, one out. Horsley waits the delivery from Bigelow. Swings and fouls off the breaking ball. At second base is Brew. He walked And Velarde did the same. He's at first. Brogdon wants to call third strike. And now Horsley, a chance to help his team out here. Waves that black bat across the strike zone now, holds it back and waits. Takes a breaking ball up and away, 2-2. Well, the first few innings went by so slowly because Sanderson was just such a tedious worker. Now the Colt 45 is just trying to get some strikes going here. Horsley steps out. He's waiting on Bigelow now. Bigelow, 16 pitches. 10 of them have been balls. Horsley waits. Slightly open stance from the right-handed batter. Fake. They got the runner almost picked off at second. Diving back in safely is Brew. Horsley exhales, stands back in the box, drags the bat across the plate, taps it a couple of times. Now he's ready. Slightly choked up with two strikes and a ball. Off-speed swung on, hit well towards left center field. Back goes Taylor on the track. It is out of here! Nick Horsley gets his first home run with the Colt 45s, and I think this entire stadium knows what that means to him and his team. He has worked harder than anybody to get that monkey off his back, and it's all tied up. The horse delivers. Just like that, you got a new ball game, folks, and we're going to have a new pitcher, too. Nick Horsley delivers the big bomb, and it's a 3-3 game, and they're going to make a pitching change. We'll tell you all about it when we return. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
The new pitcher for the Ringtails, big left-hander Cooper Davis. Cooper Davis. Big guy, about 6'4". So now we have the two tall pitchers in the game, Cross and Davis. Yeah, he might be bigger, 6'5". Wow, did that feel good for Nick Horsley? It's just one swing, right? But his first home run for the Colt 45s, and it's all tied up. It snaps a stretch of, well, let's see, 14, 15, and a third innings without a run against this team, the Ringtails. So now let's see if the Colt 45s can keep it going. Looking to get back in the winning column. I'm not sure if there are any other changes out there in the lineup, but what we know now is that Cooper Davis, the big left-hander, will come in, and he will face Andy Baena, right-handed hitter. Lefty-righty doesn't matter here. And you really don't get much of that anyway. And I think that it was in the mind of giving Zach Billingsley a start, a lefty against their lefty lineup. But matchup pitching doesn't really happen in summer collegiate baseball that often. Not enough pitchers, and most of them are here to get some work in. And so now the Colt 45s, brand new game, wiped the slate clean, tied at three. The big lefty, Davis, will work from the stretch. Third baseman Alvarez is on the edge of the grass. He knows Baena likes to bunt. He is showing bunt here. Gets it down, pushes it right side. The pitcher fields, throws it over his hand, overhand, and throws it away. You got to shovel that ball, and Baena knew it. He's rounding second. The ball still hasn't come in. He's going to head to third and just stand there. How about that? A hit in the air. So that's the Colt 45s. They got their mojo back on. Bunt single. And then the error on the pitcher. You just knew it, that when he went to throw it overhand, and he's a big guy, with Baena motoring down the line, and it kicked, and it went way over there and stayed in play. So Baena at third now. They're going to play in the infield, 3-3 game. Thompson just wants to hit the ball on the nose somewhere. He's one for two tonight. Off speed misses away. They might. I sure wouldn't pitch around anybody to see Kodama. I mean, 3-3 game. Runs have been so hard to come by for both teams in this series so far. Big opportunity for Redding with just one out. Thompson awaits. Oh, he chased one out of the zone. Not something you see Tyler do all that often. 1-1. He just wanted to hit it hard somewhere. He did not look like he was trying to hit one out of the park or anything. He just... Castaneda's on the grass at short. The third baseman is a step behind the lip of the grass. First baseman on the cutout grass. Second baseman behind the edge of the grass with the left-handed batter Thompson up. Threw the same pitch away. Thompson didn't chase it this time. Davis not looking particularly comfortable, but that comes with the experience, right? He comes into a 3-3 game. And all of a sudden finds himself in trouble. A 2-1 pitch coming to Thompson. Tyler waits. Slightly closed stance on the left-handed batter. Takes that one away. 3-1s. It might be kind of working around him, but my goodness. The way Kodama hits. All right, 3-1. Let's see what happens. Fastball. Oh, he swung right through it. He was way out in front. That's where the bat speed was too good. Count now full on Thompson. Colt 45s have played at 3 on Nick Horsley's first home run here in the 6th. It's a brand new game. Off speed. That hit him. Ouch. Off the elbow pad. So Thompson goes to first for the hit by pitch. Second time he's been hit tonight. For Tyler, that's 11 times he's been hit by pitch this year. And now Kodama comes to the plate. Kodama also looking for his first bomb. He likes to go to opposite field, though. Use all fields. Actually has room on the right side. Second baseman is shading towards second. Big hole there for the left-handed batting Kodama. Fastball up. Castaneda playing a normal shortstop to a left-handed hitter. Corkery, though, I mean, he's playing like Kodama is going to hit it to left field. He's a left-handed batter. See if the Colt 45s can take advantage. That one's back to the backstop. That was Bull Durham stuff right there. Davis is not comfortable. Looked like either he's sweating and it slipped out of his hand. He's wiping his face quite a bit out there, so. We got a no-hitter in baseball tonight. It's developing anyway. Angels pitchers are combining for 6 no-hit innings versus the Mariners in Anaheim. We'll keep you up to date on that. 1-0 pitch. Miss just caught the outside corner that time, 1-1. Infield in again. Thompson swiped second. Went to second on the wild pitch, of course. So the infield is playing in against Kodama. All you got to do is hit the ball hard somewhere. That's what you're thinking as a hitter. Get something to hit hard somewhere, just one out. Fastball hits it hard, but pops it left side. Will it stay in play? No, it will not. Two and one now, the count. Kodama extended his hitting streak to 14, hitting every game for the Colt 45s. That doesn't matter right now, does it? Infield in, off-speed swung on again, popped it left side out of play. Those look like contact swings, 2-2. He has a strong, short stroke. Not too big a swing. See what he gets this time. 2-2. Fastball swings. It's in play. Bloop to left side. Shortstop Castaneda goes back. He'll make the catch and nobody can tag. But we had some mystery and drama out there with a similar play not too long ago. This time Castaneda made sure. So you have two outs. Brendan Roop with a chance. He's 0 for 2 with runners in scoring position tonight. He's 0 for 3 overall. This is the eighth hitter of the inning for the Colt 45s. The right-handed batter standing in. At second is Thompson. Huge lead over there. At third base is Bayena. Ball in the dirt. Brown was able to block it, keep it in front of him. 1-0 on Roop. Brendan stands in. I play him shallow in center. The 1-0 coming from Cooper Davis. Off-speed swung on. Popped high towards center field, but playable. Taylor over to right center will make the catch for out number three. But the Colt 45s get three runs on two hits. The big blow, a three-run homer, first of the season for Nick Horsley. To tie this game up, we go to the top of the seventh. It's a brand-new ball game, folks. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And also 96.5 FM. Tonight's game is brought to you by Economic Development Corporation, Shasta ECD, helping build a modern economy for the Shasta region. So Jeff Cross on the hill. He now is a pitcher of record. This is his game. It's tied at 3. And off the hook is Zach Billingsley, and you're glad for that, too, because he pitched well. Colt 45 is finally on the board. 3-3 is our score. Bad news out of Sacramento. The Rivercats down, losing 10-3 now. That one's bottom of the seventh. Leadoff hitter for the Ringtails. Top of their order was due up. But they made a replacement we told you about. Lonnie Johnson came in a couple of innings ago. The right-handed batter. He stands in, takes the first pitch, then swings at the next and falls behind. Right-handed batter, he's bearded and Some bushy dark black hair coming out of the back of that helmet. Chewing his gum. Chewing, chewing, chewing. Just had one at-bat in the earlier games, 0-for-1 against the Colt 45s. Cross, big leg kick in the 0-2 pitch. Fastball a little low, 1-2. Well, it's the final. Red Sox beat the Dodgers, 8-1. Twins have topped the Indians, 5-3. Rangers beat the Astros, 9-8. Giants, 10-7, win in 10 over the Brewers. How about that? Swung on, popped up. It's in play. Fair territory. Tweet. Calls everybody off, he'll make the catch for out number one. In that Giants game, Will Smith gets the win in the 10th. Albers the loss. Slater, Longoria, Austin, Crawford, Posey all homer for the Giants, and Ura homered for the Milwaukee. Royals beat the Tigers 8-5. Newberry over Hardy. Kennedy got the save. Cuthbert, Maldonado, and Solar. Home runs in that game for Kansas City. Diamondbacks beat the Cardinals 4-2. Ray over Miller. Holland got his 15th save. First pitch to Taylor. Bounce to Tweet. Tweet will field it and step on the bag for out number two. In that Diamondbacks game, home runs by Walker, Lamb, Marte for Arizona. The Rockies beat the Reds 3-2 with two in the bottom of the eighth. Diaz, the win over Hernandez. Davis gets the save. Suarez, a homer for Cincinnati. Dahl and Murphy, homer for Colorado. Angels still no hitting. The Mariners 11-0. That's in the seventh. Got a couple of pitchers in that game. Trout, a homer. Top of the eighth, the A's are shutting down the White Sox 5-0. Fires in there. Looking good tonight, 7-3. Top of the eighth, the Braves and Keuchel leading the Padres 5-1. Right-handed hitter Chuck Matthew takes a couple of pitches, a ball and a strike. Cubs beat the Pirates 4-3. Rosario over Crick. Kimbrel got the save. Rays, Yankees, and Marlins also won. Swung on, hit towards right field. Baena on his horse. Will he be able to get to it? No. It'll bounce in the corner up against the wall, and we have a two-out double for Jordan Taylor. First hit off of Cross. Just went the other way with it, and it just didn't stay up in the air long enough for Baena to get it. And it's not a place where you'd want to be diving for a ball in the corner in a 3-3 game. So the birthday boy Cross out on the hill has a man on second. That's Matthew. And it brings up the left-handed hitting. John Downey. Downey's 0-for-3 tonight. He's 4-for-22 against the Colt 45s this year. Takes that one. And when you're doing that to their, you know, to their four-hole hitter, that means you're doing the job. They want to keep doing that job. Slightly open stance, holds the bat tight to his chest and cocks it back when the pitch comes and misses. So Cross, body language showing a little frustrated, 2-0. Out at second is the potential go-ahead run. We're in the top of the seventh. Cross looks to second. Slide step delivery. Bounces it up there. Runner not going anywhere as Horsley keeps it in front of him. Three balls, no strikes. The big guy, 6'6", stands in. Checks the runner at second. Starts his delivery before he catches the catcher's mitt and throws ball four. So usually a pitcher, you want him to see that mitt before he goes into his motion. Cross, starting his delivery, looked at second, started his delivery while he was looking at second, which some guys can do that. either way, it's ball four. That's his first walk. And now with minute second and two outs, Nick Brown, the catcher, who they have had success with. Now, Brown got an RBI in the fifth when they had the bases all jammed up. And runners on the corners, and they were able to get a run in. But he's officially 0 for 3. It was a ground out that brought that runner in. No balls in a strike to count. First pitch is over. Cross can be intimidating out there. That big fastball. A little higher leg kick there. Swings and misses. 0-2. Brown taps Horsley on the backside. He accidentally hit him with his backswing on the cut. Catcher to catcher. Like, you know what? He's choked up now, just a hair on the bat. Choked up about a pinky finger's worth. 0-2. The pitch coming. Cross comes. Fastball up. Didn't get him to climb that ladder. 1-2. Cross climbing right back up on that rubber. He wants to get to work. They have two on and two out. Bounces it up there, 3-2. Action in the bullpen for the Colt 45s. Akins has been throwing. He looks like he is ready. You know, for the Colt 45s, you don't really want to say there's must wins in semi-collegiate ball, but, you know, you want to keep the upper hand as the best semi-collegiate team here in the North State. Certainly here in Redding and the Ringtails have taken two games from them this year. They don't like it. So they're treating this one seriously. Swung on, fouled back. Runner from second was actually going on the pitch. Big Jeff Cross out there working. Tucks that shirt in. I think they just, he's got those 6 foot, 6 inch pants, but I think they might have been homers. I think they might be just a little loose on him. 2-2 pitch coming. These are things you can work out. Cross taking his time now. Finally has what he wants from Horsley. Looks to the runner at second. Picks up his sign. Throws a curveball up. And they count now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Started out 0-2 on Brown. Cross has thrown 30 pitches already. 16 of them strikes, 14 of them balls. Here comes a payoff. That's a 3-2 pitch. Fastball. Checked his swing. No, he didn't go. And that's ball four. Wanted to swing. Was not a strike. So the bases are now loaded, and Barrick Fasking is going to go out. Not sure if he's going to go ahead and get him. He's not made any indication to the umpire if he's going to make a change at it. Maybe he wants to get a feel from Horsley and Cross, see how he feels. Billy Plummer now out there, too. I don't know if he's throwing yet. Yeah, he is. He's up on the hill. So both Billy and Plummer and Akins. Akins is ready. Either one of those guys, you could come in, ask him to get you a strikeout. But Cross is able to do the same if he's feeling it. Maybe just taking a few seconds to let him catch his breath. Horsley getting out there and they're trying to get him to loosen up a little bit. Might be talking about, you know, what they're going to have for lunch tomorrow. What they're going to do when they go camping as a team next week. Anything, or he might, Cross... just wanting to catch his breath. So now let's see if it'll pay off. Bases are loaded, but there are two outs. All this has happened with two outs. David Miller to the plate. He's a veteran. He's 0-3. Stocky right-handed batter. Fastball over for a strike. That is what Cross wanted. Cross this inning, he's been out in front of three hitters. That snap throw down to first and almost threw it away. Tweet was able to snag it. Runner wandering off a little too far. Got to be careful there, Horsley. That was a ball on the pitch, a ball on a strike. And at third base is Matthew. He started this mess with a double to right, opposite field. John Downey and Nick Brown both have walked, swung on, hit towards center, but Thompson should have a plan, and he does. He'll make the catch. Four out, number three. So they threaten, but leave the bases full. No runs, a hit, and no errors. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh. You can enjoy the seventh inning stretch in whatever manner you'd like. We'll be back with the bottom of the seventh in just a moment. You're listening to a tie game, Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Tonight's game brought to you by our friends at Shasta Economic Development Corporation, helping build a modern economy for the Shasta region. They're just finishing the take me out to the ball game. We'll listen a little bit. That is. All right, kids and adults. Everybody having a good time during the seventh inning stretch here. 3-3 game. We're in the bottom of the seventh now. Colt 45's got two. The second pitcher, Paul Bigelow, finally snapping that long stretch of a scoreless stretch against this Ringtails team. It's tied at 3 now. And this inning, facing Cooper Davis, the third pitcher for them, it'll be Tweet, Brew, and Velarde due up. Ready to get back to action. May have some changes out there defensively. We're just taking a look at the umpire now. And Paul Barrington talking to some of the fans as he walks back.
Everybody breathe.
So we'll try to get those defensive changes for you in a minute. Tanner Tweet leads things off. Hits the ball on the nose, but right at the center fielder back in the fifth. He is 0-2. Swings and hits it sharp. Foul left side. As mentioned, the Colt 45s have activity in the pen if needed next inning. It's a 3-3 game. Nobody throwing for the Ringtails, but several of their position players do also pitch, so that might be what they would go to. Off speed, misses away. 1-1. Tanner Tweet has long ball power, as you know. Colt 45s are in this game because of Nick Horsley's three-run homer. 1-1. That's inside and low, 2-1, but Tanner also has a terrific eye and has been on base a lot since joining this club. Two balls and a strike by hook or crook, by hit or walk. Colt 45 will take that runner no matter what here. Here's a 2-1 delivery from Davis. Swing foul back out of play. Davis, this is his third appearance against the Colt 45s. All in relief. Coming in 2 1/3, 2 hits, 4 earned runs, 5 runs against him, 7 walks in those 2 1/3 coming in, and 3 strikeouts. He was tagged with one of the losses. 2-2 the pitch. That one's low, 3-2, and it is his game to win or lose at this point. Payoff pitch coming to Tweet. And they'll take that base runner if they can get it. Let's see what Davis delivers him. He's taking his time. Exhales, big leg kick, and then kind of a waggle at the end. Oh, Tweet swung a fastball up in the kitchen. But he fouled it back. Well, most of the crowd has stuck it out. I certainly hope they were here for that Horsley home run. I have to say, I was a little excited. Just been waiting for it. I see him do it every day in batting practice, so it's not like it's me hitting a homer. 3-2 pitch. Off speed. Oh, he swung on and missed. Tweet. He fooled him. That's the first strikeout for Davis. Colt 45s, I believe that is strikeout number 7. Brings up Chris Brew. Chris would like to get to the ringtails here. He is 0-2. Walked and scored the game's first run, albeit on the 3-run homer with one out by Nick Horsley last inning. The Colt 45s nearly batted around. They sent 8 to the plate. 1-ball, no strike pitch now coming to Brew. Good fastball, swung on, fouled it back. That was a pitch Chris would like. He was out in front of it a little bit. Velarde on deck. Brew wearing the 2 white batting gloves. Waggles the bat a little now, holds it steady. Takes a pitch away, 2-1. It's a 3-3 game, bottom of the 7th inning. Chris Brew waits. Davis delivers, swings and misses at that one, 2-2. Aiken's just out there playing soft toss now. Out in the bullpen. I think just to stay loose if he's coming in. That pitch misses away, 3-2. Well, let's see what Brew has coming his way. Here with a full count pitch. Davis swung on, missed, strike 3. Second time Chris is whiffed tonight. Second strike out of this inning, and Eamon Velarde comes to the plate. He also walked in the 6th and also scored on Nick Horsley's 3-run homer. We did get that defensive change. No. Corkery is out at second base as Velarde batting right against the left-hander. Corkery out at second base and Noah Otero. Is out there. Velarde awaits the 0-1, swings at a slider, 0-2, fouled off. Sure how that Angels no-hitter is going. Still have it It's in the eighth now, 13-0 Angels. A couple pitchers have so far combined. He waves at one, gets kicked away as he runs towards first, and he's going to be safe, but they're going to call Velarde out for interference. He kicked the ball in play, and they're going to call Velarde out, and that'll end the inning. He struck out. The ball popped loose, and then the ball was kicked, so they're going to call him for interference. He actually kind of got in the way of the catcher trying to pick the ball up. So that's the way it is. It's ugly no matter how you want to look at it, and that's the inning. So, three up, three strikeouts. We go to the eighth. We're still tied at three. This is Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily with free slot play. Prizes are a brand new range of bass boats. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime. Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
So Jeff Cross still in the game. I believe we're looking at his longest appearance since joining the club. He went two innings in a win back on July 4th. And making my way through, he's gone two innings a couple of times. And I believe this is already his longest appearance. Working his third, big right-hander, and he will face Austin Alvarez, starting things off here in the top of the eighth. Bounces the first pitch up there, 1-0.
Let's get your tickets out. Get ready to call that number. Get your tickets out. If you have been
for. Rick, you may have heard in the background the 50-50 raffle they do here, and Rick is manning that. Getting ready to do that at the ballpark. It's never boring. There's always something to do. And again, most of the crowd has stuck around. They got a 3-3 game. Alvarez is 1-for-3. Swings and hits it up the middle. Cross knocks it down and then underhands it. The proper play to first for out number one. It's a 1-3 first out. Diego Castaneda now comes to the plate. Castaneda's 0-for-3.
Five, eight, four.
If you have that number and you went home, sorry. If you have that raffle ticket and you decided to leave early, sorry, must be present to win. Here's the pitch to Castaneda. It's a little low. So as mentioned, Cross, this is as deep as he's gone for the Colt 45s. 2 1/3 now. He's thrown 37 pitches. Castaneda waits, swings, bounces it towards second. Fielded there by Brogdon. Has an easy play for out number two. Results, that's what he's getting. Matt Corkery's position comes up. Noah Otero will bat. As we mentioned, Otero came into the game a couple innings ago defensively. So with two outs, the right-handed batter. He played in one of the games earlier against the Colt 45s, was 1-for-2 in that game with a couple, three runs scored, an RBI and two walks. He also struck out and hit a sacrifice fly. Pretty much did everything in that one game. Takes the first pitch for a ball from Jeff Cross. Yeah. Next one is a fastball inside, called a ball. Awaiting the 2-0 delivery now from Cross. Big leg kick there. Juiced up the fastball a little bit. Blew it by him 2-1. The bigger the leg kick, the more he's reaching for. Otero waiting for the 2-1 pitch. Bases empty, two outs. Top of the eighth. Fastball over, strike two. Yeah, I'm not sure Otero is up to it. We'll see if Cross does the same again. He'll go high fastball, too. Well, he's not been getting that call. He asks for time. Otero does. Re-velcros his batting gloves. Two-two pitch coming. Otero waits. A fastball. Check swing called. Strike three. No doubt about that one. They go down in order here in the eighth. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45's tied up with the Ringtails, looking to make some magic happen. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Play our fishing around, swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily, win free slot play prizes on a brand new range of bass boats. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime, fishing around, swipe to win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, I have to get a picture of this, folks, and I'll try to post it. Rick Bossetti leading the YMCA at the ballpark, leading the YMCH here. If that doesn't get your team going, I don't know what will. Colt 45's in a 3-3 game. Cooper Davis comes out to pitch the bottom of the eighth. And let's see if Ty Brogdon can get it started. Nick Horsley is on deck. And Andy Bayena in the hole. Ringtail's got one in the first. And then a couple of runs in the fifth. Nicole 45's nothing. They had base runners. They've left nine on base. But they finally broke through in the sixth on the horse. Big Nick Horsley's three-run home run. He hitched him up and brought him home. Leading off, Brogdon takes a changeup away, a ball. Action out in the bullpen. For the Ringtails, I believe it's Chad Johnson getting loose. We haven't had an extra inning game this year. Could do that tonight, if need be. Off speed to Brogdon. That one's over for a strike, 1-1. Well, Davis has settled down. He came in and looked a little rattled. They had an infield hit. Then he threw the ball away on that infield hit on the bunt and hit a batter and got out of it without any further damage. But last inning, he struck out all three. You heard that one fouled back out of play. Two balls and a strike on Brogdon. Waves that black bat behind his head. Now takes that one away. 3-1. Ty's been on base with the Colt 45s. He has walked twice tonight, even though he's looking for that first hit, and he walked once last night. Ball and two strikes for the big Chico Panther star. Swings and fouls that right side out of play. And he'll have a 3-2 pitch coming. Boy, we had a bunch of those. Davis has thrown a lot of pitches in an inning and two-thirds, 35. Big left-hander. Exhales from the belt, big leg kick, and then he hits him in the calf. Tried to spin out of the way of it. It's a hit batter. Brogdon on for the third time tonight. Nick Horsley back at the plate. He launched one in the sixth. And the right-handed batter stands in. Let's just see if that confidence is back. It can happen just like that. Pretty good lead at first for Brogdon. No throw over there. Shows bunt. He bunts it up third base side. And it's a good one. The pitcher can't handle it. An infield hit for Horsley. And all hands are safe. Well done by Horsley. They weren't thinking it. The third baseman was playing him deep. And now Paul Barrington is making the long, slow walk out. And not picking on him, but he makes a slow walk. He's got a pitch and change coming. We'll tell you who the new pitcher will be. With two on and nobody out, bottom of the eighth in a tie game. We'll be back in just a moment with that drama on Summer Collegiate Baseball, KCNR.
At Alliance Heating and everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
And me'd like to talk to you. We're your next-door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling. And how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a-calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with the new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
The new right-hander is Dustin Jenkins. He comes into a bit of trouble. Colt 45s have two on, nobody out. Game tied at three. You're in the bottom of the eighth. And they're 9-1-2 spots in the order. That's Bayana, who could be hitting leadoff. But he's in the nine hole. That's where they like him. And then Thompson. Let's see if there's any other defensive changes made there. That's it. So this is our first look at Jenkins as a pitcher this season. He did play a little bit defensively against the Colt 45s, but first time pitching. He's getting his warm-up tosses and ready to go here in a moment. And he will face the right-handed hitter, Andy Bayena. Jenkins wears some type of bracelet or wristlet on his pitching hand. I'm not counting the pitches, but sure seems like he's getting more than eight. He actually came from the dugout to pitch. He must have been warming up out in the pen earlier and been ready to go. A little odd to see him not come from the bullpen, but the bullpen's so dark out there and so far removed from the dugout. So Bayana bunted his way on in the sixth.
Number one,
It was almost a breakthrough inning, and the Colt 45s tied it. And then after that, they replaced the reliever and Bigelow. Davis came in and he bunted his way on. He threw one away, but the Colt 45s ultimately did not score any more runs. A bunt third base side. Fielded by Jenkins. Throw to first. He throws that one away. And coming around to score is Brogdon. Rounding third. Chugging towards home is Nick Horsley. The throw is high and on. The catcher can't handle it. Horsley scores. And now rounding third. Fan is going to try to score all the way. He's a little bit short on his slide. And he is out at the plate. But they got two. And Fasking thought he kind of hopped the tag with his hand. Barrick just wants to make sure. Barrick thinks he was going to call him safe, that the base umpire was calling him safe. He's going to have him double check. So Brogdon scores. It's all on the air. Okay, so Baena reaches on the air. It was a sacrifice. And then the E1 brings in those two runs. So it's now 5-3. I'm not sure who all touched that ball. But it's probably going to be something like 1-3-9-2. We'll figure it out from the scorer in a minute. So they actually gave Baena a bunt single on that, so he got an infield hit, and they wound up, they don't actually say what the putout was, but either way, it doesn't matter. So not a sacrifice, but another bunt hit for Baena. Now the catcher's going to go out and talk to Jenkins, try to calm him down. The bases are empty. It's a 5-3 Colt 45s lead. And I'm pretty sure they'll probably go to Jordan Akins to shut the door in the ninth. He was throwing. He's not out in the pen now. He came into the dugout. We all probably depend on how long this half inning is. Thompson now would like to get some insurance. Colt 45's now with 7 hits in the game. Misses away. A ball and no strikes.
Guess what? I got a fever.
So that one, you can say thank you to the ringtails, because if Jenkins just makes the play, whether he gets Baena or not, we're still in a 3-3 game. Even if he just holds on to the ball, and then you have trouble in Tyler Thompson. That's how I would spell it. T-Y-L-E-R right here. But either way, the error opens the door for the Colt 45s, and they just ran right through it. Baena was dead to rights at the plate. But at that point, you know, take advantage of a team that's the wheels are getting wobbly on that play. Might as well take a risk. And he just hauled it home, but just didn't quite get there. That pitch away. Now 3-1. Jenkins struggling to throw strikes. Johnson still throwing out in the pen. He's one of their coaches and their general manager as well, and one of their pitchers. Here comes a 3-1. Off speed away. Ball 4. Up, they called it a strike. Tyler is already down at first. Brett Miller is Kodama's calling him back. Tyler didn't hear that one. I mean, Don Rodriguez is not real vocal with that, but his first base coach, Brett Miller, I don't think saw it either. So here comes the payoff. Swings and fouls it off left side. Let's see if Tyler can do something with that new life he has. 3-6 to tie it. 2 here in the 8th. A hit batter two infield hits. That's ball four. So another walk. Another base runner here in the eighth.
Number 14.
So Julian Kadama comes to the plate. He is 1-for-4 tonight. Hasn't gotten totally dialed in. Now's as good a chance time as any. Thompson runs extremely well, as you know. Good lead, but not going anywhere here. Brown fakes it, a throw down to first. Thompson wasn't buying what he was selling. Just stood there and waited for him to throw it. He didn't. Roop on deck, just one out. Throw to first. That time Tyler dove back in. You could be thinking, Steele, with the success the Colt 45s have had, you pretty much have to know it is a valuable, valuable weapon. Thompson has him measured up with his lead. Kodama doesn't mind. He takes a pitch low anyway, and it's ball two, 2-0. Well, this would be Jeff Cross's run. This, if they can hold on, he would get the win because they got these runs after it did it. Runner going, and Kodama, he would have had it stolen. Kodama fouled that one off. So Thompson will go back to first. The ball got a little piece of the catcher, I think. Kodama kind of talking to him, see if he's all right. I think he might have got his foot. Umpire out, talking to the umpire. Give the catcher a second to catch his breath. Okay, we're ready. Non Rodriguez heads back to home plate. Dustin Jenkins is back on the mound. Kodama back in the batter's box. And Thompson back to his nice lead at first. 2-1 the count. Throw over again. Pretty good move to first base, I must say, for Jenkins. Looks over at first where Thompson has him measured up to go, not going. Kodama fouls off a changeup of some sort outside. He just kind of got a weak swing on it. Ringtail scored one in the first off Zach Billingsley, added a couple more in the fifth. And Jeff Cross held him at that point with three scoreless. In the sixth, Colt 45s made it a clean slate. Nick Horsley, a three-run homer, and they've added two here in the bottom of the eighth to take the lead. With a little help from their friends, Brogdon led off, was hit with a pitch. Horsley bunted, beat it out. Baena bunted. They tried to throw him out, threw it away. He got the infield hit, and eventually two runs scored, and he ran all the way around. Runner going here. It was a ball. Throw to second's a good one, but Thompson had a great break. His 16th stolen base of the season, of the summer. The Angels finished up that no-hitter. How about that? A combined no-hitter tonight for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They used two pitchers to no-hit the Mariners in Anaheim, 13-0. Each player wore the number 45 in this game. This ball swung on, hit left side, but foul, out of play. Each player wore the number 45 for pitcher Tyler Skaggs in this game. He passed away, of course, July 1st. Wow, Taylor Cole started, Felix Pena took over, Trout came up huge, homered in the first, drove in six runs. Second no-no of the year. Well, that's a nice one. 3-2 now the count on Kodama. Breaking ball away, ball four. Johnson should be ready out in their pen. Roop is ready to bat. And you know what's bad odds for a pitcher? Is when Brendan Roop is 0-for-4 in the ninth. He just does not have many 0-for games, really. Colt 45 is looking for insurance. One out. Shortstop playing close to second. Big hole. Now he comes back. Roop can pull it. Pops it up. First base side. Foul territory. Will it stay in play? No. Bounces off the top of the dugout. Brennan quickly gets back to his spot. Tightens his batter's glove. Batting glove. Excuse me. Ready to go. Tweet stands on deck. Roop now in his spot, taps the bat once. One practice swing, taps his bill of his helmet. Now he waits. 0-1. Takes it. Runners trying to go. They got it stolen. The throw goes into left field. And coming around to score is Tyler Thompson. All the way over to third base is Julian Kadama. And the Colt 45s have a 6-3 lead. That was aggressive. I mean, he stole it no problem. In fact, Brown would have been better off not making that throw. When you see a guy get that big a break on you, and the third baseman was not in position to make the play, so Kadama's now at third. Dustin Johnson in a heap of trouble. Some of it his own doing. Much of it his own doing, quite frankly. So the double steal there, and that's swung on a miss. Strike three. Brendan Roop actually goes down. So don't see that very often. An 0-for-5 night for Brendan. Now Tanner Tweet comes to the plate. With Kadama at third and two outs. Tanner hit the ball on the nose in the fifth. He, too, looking for his first hit. He has a six-game hitting streak on the line. 6-3 now the lead. Brew would hit next if he can reach. Swings at an off-speed way out in front on the first one, 0-1. So a couple of errors really help out the cause. Error by pitcher, error by the catcher. Sidearm's a fastball there. It's away, 1-1. Colt 45s. This one by Tweet. Bounced up the middle. Second baseman makes a leaping grab, and he throws him out at first. A terrific play at second base for Noah Otero. It ends the inning, but the Colt 45s go ahead with three runs. They do it on a couple of hits and a couple of errors. Certainly helped the cause. A man was left on base. We'll go to the top of the ninth now, and the Colt 45s can shut the door on this one. We'll tell you who the new pitcher is. Looks like it's Billy Plummer. We'll tell you all about it when we return in just a moment. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Billy Plummer on to shut the door here. The big right-hander has looked very, very comfortable his last couple of relief appearances, his last 2 2/3 innings. Has not given up any hits or runs. still, you know, he's got to battle the control, but working on that new delivery. His fastball has been excellent. And he comes in to try to save the game or at least shut the door on the win for the birthday boy, Jeff Cross, who pitched three scoreless innings of relief on his 23rd birthday. And the Colt 45s bailed him out, got him the win, got him the lead. It's not a win yet, of course. So Plummer's 12th appearance of the summer, 13 and two-thirds innings. He has allowed only 5 hits in those 13 and two-thirds, but 10 earned runs because walks certainly have been a problem, 21 of them, 20 strikeouts in those 13 and two-thirds. But hitters are batting just 111 against him. So he's got he has the opportunity here to finish it off, get the Colt 45s off back on the positive after, well, it was a rough day and a half really against these Ringtails until they finally got on the board in the sixth. I mean, the runs, the go-ahead runs, they really, you know, their aggressiveness on the base pass paid off. But the Ringtails got wobbly and the wheels started to fall off defensively. First pitch to the leadoff hitter here, Otero. Or excuse me, not Otero. The leadoff hitter, Lonnie Johnson, who came in, he's in the nine hole. Or am I wrong? Lonnie Johnson came in to play left field. Excuse me, the leadoff spot. Now I got it. Takes a couple of pitches. Billy behind in the count 2-0. Big right-hander working from the stretch exclusively. Big leg kick, nice stride. Didn't miss by much. That's a ball, 3-0. Plummer 6'3", 205 out of Shasta College. Of course, went to Foothill. Working this summer exclusively on pitching. He's wanting to, he recognizes that's his, probably his best chance to keep going on. Swung on, missed, he struck him. No, he didn't. That's just a strike. Don't get excited, Brent. 3 balls and a strike now, the count. At the belt. Tweet playing close to the line over at first. Swung on, missed that one. 3-2. Billy's fastball ratcheting up a little bit. He, like Cross, when he's grooving, his fastball's, you know, 90. Without a gun, can't say for sure, but the better fastballs, along with Jordan Akins on this team. I'm sure Jordan's ready out there as well if needed. 3-2. He took something off that one. Nice circle change up. Swung on and missed. Good little piece of pitching by Billy Plummer. And Jordan Taylor now comes to the plate. Taylor, left-handed batter. 3-for-4 tonight. Grounded to the first baseman his last time up. That's the only time they have solved Taylor tonight. Singled in the first, singled in the third, doubled in the fifth. Something to cheer about if they can hold on in this one. Breaking ball over for a strike. Haven't seen Billy do that. Start a pitcher off with the curve ball. Start a hitter off. Haven't seen him do that lately. A good one. Looks in for the sign, shakes his head, yep, to Nick Horsley, at least on the pitch. Not sure about the location. Now he's ready. The stretch brings the ball to his glove at his chest. Another breaking ball. That one missed a little low. One pitch coming. Ringtails. Trying to get something off of Billy. Fastball away, 2-1. Another great night for baseball. Got a little bit humid here tonight, or a little sticky, but when the breeze stopped that we had just about when the game started. But certainly not uncomfortable like today when it was triple digits out there. 2-1 fastball over for a strike, 2-2. Billy just taking his time, getting the sign. Taylor waits. Breaking ball. That one bounced up there. So 3-2. Let's see what Plummer comes with here. Looks in, has the sign. Now, big kick. Fastball swung on. Miss. Strike three. Blew that one right by. Two batters, two strikeouts. Chuck Matthew now comes to the plate. And this is a roll I could see Billy in if he can continue to throw strikes. And that's what he's been working on. I know his grandpa's proud listening down there in Concord. Right-handed batter Matthew stands in. He doubled his last time up. He's 3-for-3 with a walk. Singled in the first, walked in the third, singled and stole a base in the fifth, and doubled in the seventh. He was stranded that inning with the bases loaded. That was Cross's wobbly inning. But they didn't get anything off of him. That one's over. Oh, just a little bit inside. Nick Horsley held it there for just a little tick of a second. Maybe the home plate umpire, Non Rodriguez, was just taking his time, but nope, didn't get it. 2-0 pitch coming. Fastball over for a strike there. Not sure Matthew saw it. It was one of those that they call a radar ball. You can hear it, but you can't see it. That was some heat. 2-1. The count now. With 2 outs. Another fastball over strike two. And Matthew shakes his head as he steps out of the box. Yep. That was a strike, all right. Let's see if Billy stays heat. Goes back, breaking ball. Has a sign, shakes you up. Horsley sets up, shows a low target. Breaking ball swung on, popped right side, but Bayena is under it, squeezes it for out number three. So Billy Plummer shuts the door, and the Colt 45s get a 6-3 win. That is good news for Colt 45s fans, and boy, did they need this one. A whole lot of good feeling in this one. 6 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Colt 45s. 3 runs, 9 hits, and 3 errors. And they were costly ones for the Reading Ringtails. Colt 45s back to 16-15 on the year. Ringtails dropped to 4-18. Your winning pitcher in this game is Jeff Cross. Cross now 2-0 for the Colt 45s. Losing pitcher is going to be the guy who replaced Sanderson Bigelow. He gave up the 3-run home run to Nick Horsley, his first as a member of the Reading Colt 45s, and it couldn't have come at a better time. We'll recap this game and look ahead to what's happening and the rest of this weekend when we return in just a moment. It's a W for the Colt 45s. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from the Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, this game is brought to you by the Economic Development Corporation, helping build a modern economy for the Shasta region. They picked a good night to sponsor this game. Colt 45s win it by a 6-3 tally. Recapping again for you, it didn't start out well offensively again. And in the first, Zach Billingsley making just his second start of the year. They got three hits off of him the first. Only one of them was hit hard, but they did get a run out of it. Gosh, it almost looked like that one was going to hold up. They added two more off Zach in the fifth. Again, they did have a couple of hard-hit balls in that inning, and it looked like he was tiring a little bit. That made it 3-0. Colt 45s got shut out last night, thinking, oh, my goodness, is it going to happen again? But once the starter in this game left, that was good news for the Colt 45s, because what they couldn't get off of Sanderson, they got off of Bigelow. He got one out, and then the big blow. He hit the leadoff guy, Brew, walked, then Velarde walked, then Brogdon struck out, but Horsley delivered his first home run in a Colt 45's uniform, a huge three-run blast. There was no breeze helping with that one, and the big horse brought him home, tying up the game and just bringing some relief to this group of fans and the ball club. Andy Bayena then started to use speed, became the answer after that. He bunted his way on. They left a couple of guys on base, but in the eighth, they got the go-ahead runs against the relievers. Jenkins. Davis was in and Jenkins. And the leadoff guy, Brogdon, in the eighth was hit with a pitch. Horsley bunted, give him an infield hit, two on. Bayena bunts the... beats that out. The pitcher throws it away. The first two guys come all the way around to score. Bayena tries to score all the way, but he's thrown out at the plate. Either way, it didn't matter. They then had the 5-3 lead. They added another because Thompson walked. Kadama, he stole second, then Kadama walked. Then they both stole bases. Ball was again thrown away by the catcher as he tried to nail Thompson's at third. And the Colt 45s had their final run of the night, and it held up. Six runs, seven hits, two errors for the Colt 45s. They left 10 on base, three runs, nine hits, three errors for the Ringtails. They left eight men on base, crossed 2-0 with the win, and yes, Billy Plummer gets the save, came in with a three-run lead, faced three batters, the final three, and that means he gets his first save as a member of the Colt 45. So a whole lot of firsts tonight and a good feeling. And by the way, Cross gets the win on his birthday. So happy birthday to the big guy. Tomorrow, Colt 45s will have a new opponent. Tomorrow and Sunday night, in fact. It will be the Fairfield Indians in town. That game will begin at 7:15. Gates open at the ballpark at 6:30 here at Tiger Field. Our broadcast begins at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Then Sunday's game, 6:15, 6 o'clock broadcast. We hope if you can't be out at the ballpark, you can certainly be with us on the radio the next couple of nights as the Colt 45s back above 500. Like to see them stay that way. I know you would, too, after a big win tonight. Well, we would like to thank you for joining us. On behalf of my producer, Jared King, and everybody at the station. We appreciate you tuning in wherever you are. It's a W for the Colt 45s. That's a way to spend your Saturday night. I'm Brent Weber saying so long from Tiger Field.
And all you're left with is a worthless plastic bag, which most of them, if you sneeze on, you just rip apart. They're so flimsy. Target bags are the only ones that are worth a damn. So if you take that 5 cents and you make it not a tax, but you make it a deposit, what have you done? You've made every plastic bag out there money. What happens when there's money laying around? People pick it up. Kids will become your army of janitors for the great outdoors. Homeless people, and Lord knows we've got enough of them in liberal cities that institute these policies, will suddenly have a revenue stream, and B, be out there cleaning the streets. You take it back to the store, here's a wad of plastic bags, here's 7 of them, give me my 35 cents, so on and so forth. That would actually solve the problem these liberal lawmakers are saying they want to address. They're saying, well, we've got to keep these out of the waterways. Well, if you see a big wad of plastic bags floating down the Potomac, somebody's going to dive in and get it or stick a stick out there and get it. And boom, suddenly that waste is not in our waterways. But the problem with that is government doesn't get a taste. Where's the government's cut? Where's the government's angle? The government doesn't get a cut of the bottle deposits that make their way in, you know, the states that have deposits. The stores just hold that money, and then they pay it out as people return those things. There's no government beak wetting at all. The same thing is true when it comes to the plastic bags. So these people don't care about the environment, just like SICAP Chucka Rabardi. The Green New Deal is just a delivery device for socialism, for a government takeover. The environment is a convenient excuse for the government to start charging you 5 cents a bag. Now, in Maryland, they do what they do across the country. They say, because the retailers were like, this is ridiculous. We don't want to do this. We don't want to become a tax collector for you, and this is going to tick off our customer base. So the government said, you can wet your beak too. How about we do 2.5 cents each, which is a sweetheart deal. Grocery stores have to buy those bags anyway. Suddenly, they're worth something to them. So they're on board. The government's getting its beak wet. And you're getting screwed, all in the name of the environment, for which there's an actual easier fix that would clean up the country significantly. And enlist an army of people to do it. Because, look, if you buy something, if you're inclined, if you're kind of a jerk that's just going to throw your plastic bags in the nearest river or out the window of your car, the prospect of getting 5 cents back per bag isn't probably going to change your behavior. You're just a jerk. But you'll still throw it out your car window. So you've paid, it's out there, somebody else will get it. But other people will do that. We'll save them. We'll go, oh, you know, next time I'm going back, I'm going to get 5 cents each of these things. Government gets nothing. But government isn't interested in that. It could solve the problem. They could solve the problem. They could take care of this. But they don't get their beak wet. Here's a way around this, by the way. And I do this every time I go to the grocery store, every time I go to anywhere that wants to charge me for a bag. Go to the self-checkout aisle. At the end, they always ask you, how many plastic bags would you like to purchase or have you been? Zero. There's nobody monitoring that. You just do the transaction really quickly and boom, out the door. I realize the 20 cents I'm saving isn't going to really stick it to the man, and maybe the $5 over the course of a year, $10 over the course of the year. But when you've only got I have two of them, one middle finger to show to the man, you show it to the man any way you can. So I reckon, and then if you ever get busted, I'm going to give you a little tip. This is going to be like the Democrats who are advising illegal aliens how to avoid being deported and giving them legal advice. If you're ever caught, You say, oh, I didn't even really look at the screen. I thought it was how many of those stupid recycled bags did I want to buy. That's why I hit zero. I wasn't even paying any attention. Plead ignorance, because they're not going to call the cops for 25 cents. But, yeah, stick it to the man any way you can, because it's, of course, it's for the children. It's for the children. The children. The number, by the way, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. This has apparently struck a nerve with a couple of people. So just for the heck of it, since it's Friday, and I didn't even give out the phone number yesterday, I don't think, let's go take a couple of phone calls. Let's go to Keith in Vienna, Virginia. Hello, Keith. Hello, Keith.
Hey, I'm here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Here's what I do, and I just love it to death. Whenever I go grocery shopping in Montgomery County, I take my own plastic bags. You should see the look on the faces. I'm bagging my groceries in my own plastic
bags. You bring in a wad of the old plastic bags?
You got it. It's exactly what I do.
They're great for, you know, cleaning the litter box. Dirty clothes when you go away, you put that plastic bag in there and you throw your dirty undies in there. And other than that, I like the idea of bringing them back, but Keith, I'm telling you, self-checkout is the way to go.
I can't believe it.
So self-checkout is the way to go, and you just say, I didn't use any of your bags.
Well, I like rubbing it in their face.
It would be good. They need to be better, more suitable for reuse since they do fall apart in the wind. I appreciate the call, Keith. Let's go to George in McLean, Virginia. You're next on the Chris Plant Show. Hello, George.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you're talking about the global warming thing?
Yes.
No, you're talking about the plastic bags. Well, my thing is this. If the left like this topic about global warming, all the cigarettes that smoke, how much does that contribute to that? And let's look at something else. When you go to a stoplight, look out the window and see if you don't have at least 100 cigarette butts laying on the road. So I suggest when you buy a pack of cigarettes, maybe there's a $5 deposit until you bring those butts back.
No, a butt deposit. That could mean different things in different regions of the country. But I like it. The same exactly. That is the way for a government to basically create an army of janitors for the great outdoors. Appreciate the call, George. It really would. As a kid, I would have gone hunting for plastic bags everywhere just to get more baseball cards and gum or whatever else I could get my hands on. But I just, it gives me a, it annoys me to no end. It's for the environment. Really? Then why are you getting rich off of it? If you care so deeply, why are you getting rich? And why is that money not going directly into a fund for the environment if you care so deeply about it? I don't know if you've seen the news or not lately. We've had a lot of weather here in the nation's capital and, of course, across the country. The Midwest has been getting a heat wave and some rain. But there is a tropical storm down in the Gulf of Mexico. And you would think it is the end of civilization. They're scared to death for New Orleans. Now, I might be the only person who, whenever I hear that New Orleans, there's fear of flooding in New Orleans, I think, why'd you build a city on the ocean that's below sea level? I can't be the only one that occurs to. Of course it's going to flood. You know, it's like, I built my house on a floodplain. And then it rained, and then it flooded. Can you believe this? We've got to rebuild. Why? New Orleans was just destroyed a few years ago in Hurricane Katrina. If that wasn't a wake-up call, I don't know what is. And I'm not saying this to belittle human life. If you're in the pathway, get out of the pathway, because you're under sea level. Water is being held at bay on a good day by walls, and this is going to be a bad day. So evacuate or do whatever the local officials are advising you to do. But then think about, why are we in a city on the sea below sea level? It's like Holland. The whole country's below sea level on the sea. So they just built some canals and some dikes and said, that'll work. And every once in a while, it doesn't work. So don't act surprised when nature takes its course. It always drives me nuts, and I'm not the most compassionate person, but I'm not the least compassionate person either. When you see the people who live in the floodplains along the Mississippi get flooded every 5 to 7 years, and the government comes in and says, we will rebuild you. Don't worry.
I think everybody should get one. One. Every place should get one. So if you are on a floodplain along the Mississippi and you flood, okay, this place is the first time this place has been flooded. It's a total loss. It's horrible. Sorry about that. You know, family heirlooms gone forever, what have you. We got you. But if you rebuild on this place, you're on your own. And if you rebuild on this place and you happen to luck out, and the next 30 or 40 years, however long you live here, it doesn't happen again, and you sell the house, you got to let the person know that, by the way, this is a floodplain. You know, things are going to go bad here probably sooner or later. And so when it does, we've already used up that one get out of bad personal decision chip card. You're going to have to kind of buy insurance, something crazy like that, rather than rely on taxpayers. As far as New Orleans goes, it is prone to flood. If you were to design a city that on a daily basis, it would be a coin toss as to whether or not it's going to flood, you would say, well, let's go with the New Orleans model. Because I think, you know, if that were the science fair competition, if that were the next X Prize, where you could design a city that, you know, has a 50-50 chance of being submerged on any given day, you'd go, you know what, I like the New Orleans model. We can go Holland or we go New Orleans. I don't know which one to go, but the New Orleans model is a good way to go. There has to come a point at which you sit there as a society and go, you really need to rethink this plan. I get it. It's beautiful. It's hot as hell in the summer, but it's a beautiful place. And New Orleans is a lot of fun, and there's a lot of history there. But maybe, just maybe, you don't want to have a house next to a retaining wall where the water is higher than your house. Because when a tropical storm does come in, you don't need to be a meteorologist or a chief of staff for an airheaded member of Congress to know what happens there. I don't know. Could be just me. I'm crazy that way.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Said All She Wants to Do Is Dance by Don Henley. Good for her. Welcome back to the Chris Plant Show. I'm Derek Hunter, sitting in for a vacationing Chris Plant, host of the Daily Daily Caller podcast, which you can subscribe to for free wherever fine podcasts are sold. Stinky T Cat tweets at me that cigarette butts actually have a cooling effect, and he says a story that if you put them out in urban areas on asphalt, it's actually a cooling effect. So you're smoking to save the planet. We have some breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. It's not quite a siren up on the Drudge Report, but it is the top story. After, and this is what cracks me up about Washington, D.C. and politics. People come out, I will not be resigning. I am sticking around. I am going to stick. I did nothing. There is, okay, I resign. The Secretary of Labor, Alex Acosta, has announced that he will be resigning over his role in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Now, he didn't really do anything wrong. He cut a deal that people look at, and I look at, and I think, why is this guy not castrated? Why is this guy not spending the rest of his life in prison? Well, it turns out that the Palm Beach authorities were trying to let him go. So in swooped the federal prosecutors. They got a deal, seemed like a sweetheart deal, but at least he did some time and had to register as a sex offender. But the left is always interested in scalps. They want a scalp no matter what. It is shocking, the fervor that they hate this country, but they love scalps. So CNBC is reporting Labor Secretary Alex Acosta said Friday he will resign amid controversy over the way he handled a sex crime case against wealthy businessman Jeffrey Epstein a decade ago. He made the announcement standing next to President Trump in the driveway of the White House. And both he and the president said that this was his decision, that he was not fired, that he decided to step down on his own. So the Democrats have their scalp. They still won't stop. They're going to try and tie Epstein to Trump no matter what.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.